Oh, my God. I totally messed everything up.
Good morning.
Yeah, how about that? It's 537. MMR rocks, except for that Casey Boy guy. You got some traffic with Kathy Romano. What's going on, Kat?
Well, different story this morning. Yesterday's Turnpike mess all cleared out and everything moving along nicely there. 95 Schuylkill Expressway and the Blue Route in good shape. Same in New Jersey, 295, the 42 Freeway and Route 73. All clear this morning. The White Horse Pike at Spring Garden, there's an accident there with lights out, so watch for that. And that's your traffic on WMMR.
Hello, everybody.
WMMR, Philadelphia.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
You're listening to Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
If we don't destroy them, they'll take over the town. Maybe the world.
With Preston Elliott and Steve Morrison.
You are a couple of freaks.
Casey Boy, Kathy Romano, and some guy named Nick. And now, Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Is this thing on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome, friends. The President and Steve Show. It is Tuesday morning as we begin our daily ritual, getting up at this ungodly hour, but it's what we do. It's what you do. And welcome aboard, my friend. Weather forecast for today, I have no freaking idea. Casey is getting my weather. So should I just riff and guess at it right about now? So
show tunes would be appropriate.
It looks like there's a few clouds lingering about right now, but I think today's high is going to get up to about 68. I think I do recall seeing that.
68 is correct.
Morning. Yeah. And tomorrow we'll guess about the same. Something
about,
like
about 98.
Yeah, yeah. And eventually when the weather gets in here, I'll give you the legit thing. But we do have news coming up in a little bit. Kathy Romano will have that information for you. What's on the way, Kath?
Police have four suspects in the stabbing death of a Warminster couple. Philadelphia police are questioning a woman in connection with the fire that killed the three children. And Pennsylvania voters may approve a bond issue to fund environmental cleanup. That traffic and sports coming up.
All right, cool. We have a busy day ahead of us. We've got tickets for giving away. Oasis and Jet. It's MMR's Ticket Mayhem that's going to be happening, as well as plenty of tickets to see Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Ooh.
We begin with Nirvana. It's 93.3 WMMR.
Lay off,
93 WMMR Rocks from Nevada. Good morning. It is the Preston and Steve Show. It's about 9 minutes after 6 o'clock.
That'll wake you up.
A Tuesday. We're moving forward momentum. I have the official forecast.
Okay.
I got the legit thing. Partly cloudy today. High around 68 or 70. Low down to 52 tonight. It's going to be nice the rest of the week. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow and Thursday, high near 70 or so. Like I said earlier, we have MMR's Ticket Mayhem happening. This morning, tickets to Oasis and Jet that we will give away. We've also got several passes to Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. That opens on Wednesday, doesn't it?
No, it's Friday. No, Thursday. I think it's Monday.
Apparently it's sometime this week.
It is Thursday.
It actually happened last week.
The most well-informed morning show you'll ever find. The Preston and Steve Show. All right, we're going to do traffic, right, Kath?
Yep.
All right, what's going on this morning?
Well, the accident in Winslow Township, White Horse Pike at Elmtown Boulevard, that has been cleared. 295, the 42 freeway, everything looks okay there. Volume building in the normal spots on 95 and the Schuylkill Expressway. Bridges are checking out just fine. This traffic report is brought to you by Blue Blocker Sunglasses. Get Blue Blocker Sunglasses at your local Walgreens drugstore. See clearer, farther, and protect your eyes with solid UV protection. Blue Blockers are available at all Walgreens in many new cool styles. Check them out today. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
All right, it's the 17th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, four have been arrested in connection with last week's murder of a Warminster couple whose bodies were discovered on Saturday. Matthew and David Carmichael, Alan Dillard, and a fourth suspect were arrested in West Philadelphia yesterday morning. District Attorney Diane Gibbons credited the Warminster Township Police Department for tracking the men allegedly responsible for the murders of Carol and Wayne Denno. They will be charged with first-degree murder, she says, burglary, robbery, theft and conspiracy and other charges may follow.
So they were like crack addicts, right?
Yes,
to the couple?
Exactly. The four suspects went to collect, they said, $800 that was owed to them by the couple for purchasing crack cocaine from these guys.
So they butchered them for $800.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But did you hear this? The one suspect took his 2-year-old kid there.
The murder?
As a decoy.
Yeah, to make it look like it was a harmless visit.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah.
The kid saw at least one of the murders.
Unreal.
And they all smoked crack together, and then they murdered
just
themselves.
A regular family outing.
Yeah.
I generally go to the SpongeBob movie or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, with your 2-year-old child.
Yeah.
Leave the kids at home when you're killing people.
Right. And they said the guy who was murdered, Wayne, was almost decapitated. And the woman was stabbed like 25 to 30 times.
For $800.
Yeah, wow. For $800.
Unreal.
Sources say a woman is in custody in connection with the weekend fire that killed 3 children and injured 3 other people in Kensington. The woman was being questioned as the investigation continues, and the Philadelphia Fire Department works to determine the exact cause of the fire. Police are questioning this female, who's an acquaintance of the children's father. The woman is described to be in her early 20s, and she allegedly confessed to taking part in the arson, and there may be 2 other men that are involved, but police aren't confirming any of this yet, I don't think. And no one knows why. They don't know if these people had a motive or what the deal was. The fire was reported early Saturday in the home of the 1800 block of Clementine Street. The mother is still in the hospital. 3 of her children had died in the fire, and the others are badly burned. They said like over 95% of their body.
Whoa.
And they're still in the hospital as well.
That'd be a happy story.
Well, voters across Pennsylvania will be asked to approve a bond issue to fund environmental... If voters say yes, Pennsylvania will be authorized to borrow $625 million to pay for environmental cleanup and land preservation. It would double the state's spending on such programs over the next 6 years. While Governor Rendell and lawmakers agreed to put this on the ballot, they haven't agreed how they'll pay it back. That's it. Story's over. Okay, and in sports this morning.
Oh, wait. Where's my sports music? Right here?
Sorry.
There we go.
Sports break. After having the night off, the Phillies will host the Cardinals tonight at 7:05 p.m. Corey Lytle will take the mound for the Phils. The Sixers' Chris Webber is denying reports that he told a close friend that he was unhappy with Philadelphia and he couldn't play with Allen Iverson. Webber called it a lie and that there is no way this is true, he says. He was accused of saying he couldn't play with Iverson and that he would take a pay cut to leave Philadelphia. But he is saying, no way, not true.
Uh-uh.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
That's it for this morning?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
torn from the pages of history.
Oh, man. Everybody doing good today?
Yeah. I'm a little tired, but getting back in the groove is a little, you know, the first day was a little easier, actually, and now I'm paying for it. So.
I can't go to bed early.
I have tried.
Well, you're an alcoholic.
I can drink.
Yeah. You need to switch over to barbiturates. Yeah. That will help you sleep a little
something
bit better.
Something that slows the system down with me.
Day number two, the President Steve Show here at WMMR, and we're just getting going, and we appreciate everybody checking in, and if you haven't, you didn't get a chance to hear the show yesterday, well, welcome aboard. We have the new show on WMMR, and we're going to go ahead and take our first break. Like I said, we got a lot of things going on, a lot of things to give away.
Yeah.
Our good friend Tracy Davidson from NBC 10 is going to be stopping by this morning, and like I said, Star Wars tickets, Episode 3, we'd love to set you up. We'll do that in a little bit. We'll be back in just a second. No move. Tuesday morning. Hey, we have a little soiree that is going to happen this Friday. It's by the time we get out and start drinking again.
Press the flesh. Or drink.
We're going to be getting together this Friday, and we will be at the Maniac Brew Pub from 6 till 8. And if you're one of the first 250 people, we'll set you up with a free drink. We'll have a nice toast, and we got some VIP section action that is on the way. We'll get the details of that by tomorrow for you. But let's meet Maniac on Friday at 6 to 8. So Preston and Steve coming out. Part of the entire show will be there. A lot of the MMR staff will be there. And we would love to spend some time with you and just try to bribe you with liquor, because that's what we do.
And we will reveal our homoerotic side, too.
If you if you want to see some of that,
sure,
you can do that. All right. We have, you know what, we do a little feature here. It's around 6:30 every morning called The Stupid Question. And as always, it's true to form, as has been for years. We always wait until the microphones come on before we decide what we're going to ask. Anybody got a stupid question for this morning?
I have something that might work.
Why does your mic not work?
Because I suck.
Okay.
There you go.
No, it's
no.
Not even working.
No, I don't know. Get over here to my mic.
Get over to your mic.
Okay. What's
all right. Since we do have
get close to it.
All right. Since we have passes to Star Wars Episode 3. All right. There's an 18-year span between this movie and the first Star Wars movie.
Well, let's clarify that we're not giving away Star Wars 3 movie passes right now.
Right.
First of all,
we'll come later.
We're not doing that now. We're doing that later.
Right.
But for the question. All right. Who does Luke Skywalker spend the first quarter of his life with?
Oh, I know.
Who are his pseudo-parents?
I don't know anything about this.
All right, 215-263-WMMR is the number, and we will set you up with a 24 prize pack, actually.
Nice.
So if you're a fan of the show, 24. You are certain you know the answer to this question.
Yes, and so does Steve.
Please write down the answer to it so I know when we call in, when they call in. All right, let's see what we got going on birthdays. Today is the 17th of May. Trent Reznor is 40 years old today. From Nine Inch Nails, the Big 4-0. Dave Abruzzese, from former Pearl Jam drummer, is 41. He's older than Trent Reznor, and now he's with the Green Romance Orchestra. Sugar Ray Leonard, Boxing Hall of Famer, is 49 today.
And a seller of Slam Man.
Whatever happened to Slam Man?
Slam Man used to be the big exercise device, where it was kind of a man's torso in plastic, and you would punch it.
That was a total body workout.
That was a total body workout. That's what Sugar Ray said.
Bob Saget is 49 years old today. Bill Paxton, is he... that's the actor, right?
Yeah. And he directed the movie you like.
Frailty.
Frailty, yeah.
Damn good movie.
He directed that?
Yeah, he's 50 years old today.
Twister.
Mark Mothersbaugh, the singer of Devo. And possibly one of the ugliest humans alive.
Oh, yeah.
He's 55 years old today. And last birthday, I saw Dennis Hopper celebrating a birthday today. He is 69 years old.
In one of my favorite movies, Blue Velvet.
Who would have thought the guy would have lived that long as much as he has partied throughout his life? Entertainment-wise, Michael Jackson's accuser and his siblings visited an orthodontist, and their mother had a body wax during their time that the prosecution claims the family was being held captive at Neverland Ranch.
You know, if you remove that hair, you'd look like a little boy.
According to witnesses who testified for the defense yesterday, none of the witnesses described any effort of family members to indicate that they were being held against their wills. Body waxer Carol McCoy and orthodontist Dr. Jean Lorraine Seamount testified that they were treated that they
you go
had,
to see man
that they had
it's code by the way
they had treated the family
you figure out what the C means
during the period and saw no signs that the family was in distress.
It's a suction device put in your mouth.
Another witness, Neverland housekeeper Maria Gomez, testified yesterday that during the same period, the accuser's mother told her that Mr. Jackson was like a father to her children, and she wanted them to call him Dad.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. You know, if your father was a white woman.
So they're trying to, you know, lay down the grounds that...
That they're full of crap. Because one of the cornerstones of their case is that they were held against their will.
Right.
And they were trying to get them to go to South America, leave the country.
Pay them off, get them out of the way, just get it done.
Just, you know, it's like a gag order, but not in the fun way.
Not in the fun way. So that continues, of course. Colin Farrell was absent from the set of Miami Vice over the weekend. He flew to Dublin to be with his dying grandfather. Farrell made it back in time to be with 89-year-old Jimmy Monahan when he lost his battle with Alzheimer's on Thursday. During a eulogy at his grandfather's funeral mass in Dublin yesterday, the 28-year-old hell-raising actor called Monahan the most peaceful man you'd ever want to meet. He named his year-and-a-half-old son Jimmy after his granddad. Aww.
The one he never sees?
Yeah.
Just like my dad, I never see him.
The readers of In Touch magazine have declared that Beyoncé Knowles has the best curves in the world.
No.
The Destiny's Child diva beat out some seriously bootylicious competition.
Janet Reno.
Including second place finisher Penelope Cruz. Penelope Cruz?
She's not really curvy.
No, I wouldn't call her curvy.
I think who's the other?
Skinny.
Salma Hayek?
Salma Hayek is curvier than
she is. But Jennifer Lopez, she came in at number three. Other notables in the top ten included Pamela Anderson and Tyra Banks. Yeah, I don't see the Penelope Cruz thing at all. Catherine Zeta-Jones hasn't been honored for her body of work yet, but she has won an accolade for her work of her body. The Oscar winner has topped an Eve magazine poll to find the 30-something woman with the best figure and body image in the world. Fellow Academy Award winners... Angelina Jolie and Halle Berry finished second and third, respectively.
Angelina Jolie ahead of Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Easily.
Yeah.
Among the other women squeezing into the top ten, Jennifer Lopez, Elle McPherson, and Kate Winslet. So, yeehaw for that. Oprah Winfrey has been elected President of the United States by the readers of the British celebrity magazine Hello. The magazine decided that to poll its readers to find their choice of the first woman American president, but the candidates didn't include the likes of Hillary Rodham Clinton or Condoleezza Rice. In fact, the choices were Oprah, Sharon Stone, Angelina Jolie, Susan Sarandon, and Jennifer Lopez.
So would Stedman be first husband, first man?
Oprah was the hands-down winner with liberal mouthpiece Sarandon a distant second. For what it's worth, Jolie and Lopez finished fourth and fifth, with the Once and Future Basic Instinct star bringing up the rear.
Wasn't it just that there was a survey recently that said that a third of the people in school in England thought that Middle Earth existed? That it was real?
I was not aware of this.
I think that's how Oprah took that.
All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. Luke Skywalker in the saga of Star Wars was obviously not raised by his real parents. Darth Vader was his father. Hope I'm not giving away a spoiler. But anyhow, who raised him in the beginning of his life? 215-263-WMMR. Pull up the phone. I can't see. Please pull up the phones so we can see
who the hell
is on. I'm going to go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Kevin, what's your answer?
It's his aunt and uncle. His Uncle Owen.
And what's his aunt's name?
His aunt was his Aunt Skywalker.
I'm giving it to him.
Absolutely.
She didn't ask her name.
You just said her name.
Aunt Skywalker.
Uncle, it's Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. And that is absolutely correct. So I'm going to set you up with a... give me the 24 prize pack, please.
All right.
I'm going to give you a 24 prize pack. Let me see what all it includes here.
All right.
Yeah. Second, I'm sure I have some obligated things that I have to say.
Uncle Vader's at the door.
And actually, this is pretty cool. If you get the digital, expandable, high-quality cordless phone from Motorola, plus a special edition 24 hat and T-shirt, courtesy of Fox 29. Go to WMMR.com to win two Motorola Ojo personal video phones.
Nice.
As seen on the CTU set of 24. Watch the two-hour season finale of 24 Monday at 8 on Fox 29. So hang on just a second, all right, man?
All right.
All right, Kevin, there you go. Aunt Skywalker. moving on. Donald Trump has been hired to lend his voice to an apprentice video game, the Virtual Trump, along with virtual versions of his advisors George Ross and Carolyn Koepcher. We'll be hiring and firing you and your friends on the Legacy Interactive game, which will hit stores in time for the fall premiere of the next season of The Apprentice.
Oh, I bet that's going to be a great game.
Hey, you know what, though? You know what we've been playing a lot at my house?
What?
The CSI video game.
Yeah, but that has some... I mean, what are you... You look across the desk at Trump? What do you work his hair?
Well, I would imagine they send you out on chores.
Oh,
and
right,
you have to sell things and pitch stuff, so, you know, come up with creative ideas.
Unless you're killing zombies, I don't want to hear about it.
NBC will be serving up two nights a week of The Apprentice next season. Trump holds on to his Thursday time slot with The Apprentice Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Moving in on Wednesday night. So if you haven't gotten enough of that yet, Martha will be back for that. Madonna is calling in some help from overseas in her attempt to conceive a third child. According to London's Daily Mirror, the 46-year-old thinks that the ancient Indian practice of Ayurvedic.
I'm
here to help you.
Hey, you want to have a baby?
Ayurvedic is what it's called. Medicine will help.
What her. Is it?
It's Ayurvedic.
Are you sure?
That's what it says.
Isn't that Darth Vader's cousin?
Ayurvedic. The medicine will help her beat the clock and has been seeing a London doctor who practices the holistic specialty. A source close to the material mom tells the paper that pills were sent over from India to her.
That's sexual.
They look like horse tablets, and they were huge. The pills are supposed to increase potency. Both Madonna and hubby Guy Ritchie
are said
to be wolfing down the pills in an effort to add to their brood, so they're trying to get it on. Let me see. One more quick story, and then I got some clips for you. Robert Blake told CNN's Larry King last night that he's not bitter toward the family of his late wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Because he plans on killing them.
The media or friends who forsook him during the trial of Bakley's murder, but at one point he made very clear was that he was on drugs the whole time that he was in jail.
Well, now I feel better.
Even during his jailhouse interview with Barbara Walters, he said they keep you stoned out of your nut. And you got to take the drugs. He explained that he was on...
What jail was he in? Where'd they do that?
They said he was on such prescription drugs as tranquilizers, sleeping pills, blood pressure pills, anti-inflammatories during his time inside.
They say he was so doped up that he thought he was innocent.
He also said that prison officials wanted to have him committed, but he was able to talk them out of that. Blake, who is being sued by Bakley's family in civil action, told King that he's broke with a tax debt of $1.5 million. It exceeds his assets. He said, I'm worth $1 million. Most of it is in cash. Some of it is in real estate, and he said that he offered $250,000 to settle with her family.
It's going
to
be like OJ. He's going to lose in the civil trial.
Yeah, most likely. All right, I got a couple of clips to play for you. Is that set up, Casey?
Oh, yeah.
All right, with Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith coming out.
Oh, Sith!
Here is a clip from Hayden Christensen talking about what it was like becoming Darth Vader.
It was a day I'll never forget, though. Not often you get to get inside of Darth Vader. As an actor, it's always, you know, very freeing to get to act behind a mask, but to have that mask be the face of Darth Vader is like no other experience.
I want to suck him.
Wow, he's amped up.
And then we have
was he at that same jail Robert Blake was at?
And then we have a clip from Samuel L. Jackson, who talks about the evolution of Darth Vader. Is that ready to go?
Yeah, you got to turn off.
All right, here we go.
Going back to watch the films, you'll have a different kind of opinion of who Darth Vader really is in terms of being a sympathetic character, because he's been so unsympathetic throughout the whole saga that now you kind of realize that he's this, you know, misguided kid who got kind of duped into going to the dark side for what he considered were the right reasons. It was all about love and saving the life of his wife and his kids and doing all this stuff, and he turns into this other thing.
What the hell are you talking about?
So Sam will be, he's Mace Windu in the movie.
Yeah.
And that opens sometimes.
Intergalactic pimp.
Yeah, apparently. There you go. Revenge of the Sith. And we are going to have some tickets to give away to that this morning. We have several passes that we're going to give away, along with Ticket Mayhem that continues on MMR. Tickets for Oasis and Jet. We'll get to it. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back in a second. Tracy Davidson from NBC 10 is going to be stopping by this morning. And we have our little coming out party that's on the way. If you miss the details, have it for you in just a little bit. We'll be right back on MMR. .3 WMMR, Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song. Is that your ringtone, Casey?
Yes.
But your ringtone.
Yeah, I stole my phone and I'm getting my ringtone.
I got that and Smoke on the Water.
My favorite ringtone.
It's the Preston and Steve Show, about 6:45 on a Tuesday morning. Ticket Mayhem this morning, Oasis and Jeff. We will give away tickets, plus we got plenty of passes to Star Wars Episode 3. We'd love to set you over those. Listen for the details coming up in a bit. We got to see what's up on the streets, and Kathy has our traffic. What's going on, Kathy?
We have normal volume building throughout the area. 422 eastbound slows Oak Street to 23. The Blue Ridge southbound delays at Schuylkill Expressway. Schuylkill Expressway eastbound heavy from the Blue Ridge to Conshohocken, westbound city through to Belmont. 95 southbound, generally jammed Academy down to Girard. And then once on the Vine Expressway westbound, we're slow approaching the Schuylkill Expressway and towards 30th Street. This traffic report is brought to you by your local RE/MAX office. RE/MAX agents average more experience and more sales than other agents. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a home, look for the name that you can trust, RE/MAX. Visit them at RE/MAX.com, and that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Like having your background.
Hey, yeah, I was excited to see. You know what? I don't know if I'm excited or pissed off because now I'm going to have to spend more money. But Sony has revealed the outline of the PlayStation 3 game.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be coming out. Do you have any idea when that's coming out?
Next spring, I think.
Yeah, definitely spring.
Because Xbox is going to have their new system out.
Before the holidays this year.
So they'll probably end up being the winner out of the whole thing. I mean,
well, they're out of the gate first. Yeah. But a lot of times it depends on what the gaming system can bring as far as power, and they're all cool.
Yeah.
How much loyalty does an older version breed for the next version? Like, if you love your old Xbox,
it depends on if the new system is compatible with your older games.
Okay.
I would think. And you know, we're still not quite sure with some of these systems whether they'll handle the older games or not. And that was a big issue with PS2. It did play PS1 games, I think, with an adapter.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. PS2?
Yeah.
No, you could just play it straight ahead. So yeah, you could just pop in PS1 game and you could play this. By the way, our resident game geek is Steve Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
And Catherine.
What? Yeah, right.
I'd like to take a hammer and smash all these games.
Wait a minute. How many systems do you have, Steve? What all do you have?
This is
Come
pathetic.
On.
I know.
That's up.
I'll As a preamble to this, I'll say that when I walk into GameStop, I'm like Norm in Cheers. I have two Xboxes, two GameCubes, PS2, the Nintendo DS, and the Sony PSP.
What? And do you play all of them?
Yes, I do. I play them all the time, and I have huge blisters on my fingers.
You do.
And when I go in, I stand next to the fat kid with the glasses by the guy. That's a good game.
Hey, here comes Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, gang.
Played a new Gran Turismo? I have. See, I'm wealthier than the rest of you kids.
So you have like five systems?
I have to trade in a few games and you can buy them right off the bat, Mr. Marshall.
Yeah, I have. I go nuts. You know, the games have gotten so friggin' good.
Well, they're about to get a lot better, apparently.
Yeah.
Sony, you know, I'm wondering how much better can it get? The games are already amazing.
The level of graphics is fantastic. What they're now catering to, like Nintendo with the GameCube missed the whole online play aspect. You know, they haven't been up to snuff on that. PS2 was revolutionary, but the graphics lagged behind the Xbox.
Right.
So now they're all battling to get to the high-definition stuff. Because people are getting more and more high-definition sets.
With the internet play, you mean the Xbox Live, where you can hook up and play with anybody around the world?
Yeah, which right now is the best way to handle the online gaming. They do it better than... It's great. It's great for racing games. I can't, you know, like tactical... My squad's going to be on at 7. I got to fly. but for the most part, it's cool because it, like with... there's a game called Burnout 3.
Yeah.
And you can race... I mean, I race people around the world... And it races in like real time with the frame rate never drops and you're it's amazing.
It's a great way to lose brain cells. But how many hours do you play a day?
If it's 22, that's
is all of your free time?
No.
Because that's what I also
crap.
That's what I can't stand. I can't every free moment my brothers get. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, but how old are they?
But he's in high school. Well, ninth grade, but it drives me insane. That's all they're doing.
Why does it drive you insane?
Yeah.
Do you get the time to do what you need to do?
Yeah, but
then shit!
Yeah. Because it, yesterday was a beautiful day, and they're all crammed in this one room. Him, all his friends, and that's
were you
all
able to go outside?
Yeah, what were you doing? Were you out running?
Smells in there.
Were you able to go outside?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was outside jogging.
How about that?
Well, let me ask.
But I mean, it's just.
Have you ever played a game?
That's all they do. I tried the other day, and they just.
What game?
Well, they probably
that
are throwing.
Game.
They're probably
what, that online game.
I don't know where they shoot everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
See, they're probably throwing a real complicated game at her. You need to play with. She
I
needs,
don't want
to
play. I
you need a
play.
Girly game like Tetris or something.
Do you
like
know what
that.
The most popular game amongst women is? It's The Sims.
Sims.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And now women, I think the last figure account. For like 40% of the gamers?
How could Kathy not like The Sims? It's manipulating human beings.
But
Kathy,
I mean, that's what it is.
I just
you're talking about your brother, though. Is this the brother that plays like every single sport out there? He's a baseball player and a football player? So, yeah, if he comes home from practice, is he not allowed to hang out with his friends?
It's just irritating.
It's a great way for guys to get together and not be around you.
Kathy's upset because other people are enjoying it.
No, that's not true.
She doesn't like that.
No, but you know
she
what I do?
She likes to retreat to her room and pet her cat in the quiet darkness.
when they bother me, I steal their like little wires so they can't hook it up.
Their controller wires?
Not the controller wires. I don't know what I take. I just take little wires, but they still get on. I think they have like secret ones.
You sabotage their game system?
Why?
Yeah. They are
I have all these little blue wires.
Just because you don't want them playing video games?
It's you don't understand how irritating it is.
God, you're evil.
Drives me up a wall.
Because other people in proximity to her have embraced life and reach out to friends to bring them together. That's enough to piss her off.
Are they taking the good TV or something?
They're taking over the house. They're all there.
Are they on all the TVs and you can't watch? Is that the problem?
I don't No. They're not on all
she
the TVs.
She just hates it that somebody else is having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And enjoying themselves.
Well, you know what? They take up the internet. You can't use the internet.
They take up the internet? It's full now? I logged on and said, you cannot get on until one of Kathy's brothers leaves.
Well, no, because it slows up our computer.
No.
It does, I'm telling you.
No, I go on. I play the games online, and my wife will be on, you know, online as well. There's no problem if you have like broadband. What you're not dial up at home, right? Okay.
No.
I can't believe you sabotaged their game.
Yeah,
that sucks.
They don't know about that. But
well, Preston,
they
do now. Preston, you've gotten back into gaming more.
Yeah, my son now is old enough. My oldest is to play games. He's 4 years old.
Yeah, I was over watching him play the Lego Star Wars.
That game's awesome.
He was there. He's got the look that I have, which is chilling.
Yeah. Oh, and last night we're playing the Star Wars Battlefront, which is a
good game.
Yeah, it's kind of a teen violent game, but I let him play it anyway. And
you want to play.
Yeah, exactly. So we're playing against each other, and I was on the phone with
you,
and he starts saying things that I've never heard him say before.
He's goading you.
He's 4 years old. He's going, oh, Dad, I'm shaking my iron fist in your face. And I'm like, where the F did you hear that?
What is it? Yeah, Rochelle, your wife, told me that he had a friend over, and they were going upstairs, and they were playing Halo, Halo 2. Anybody say you want to go kick some ass?
Kick some ass.
He goes, hey, you want to go upstairs and kick some ass?
And I'm like, son, we need to chat.
God, forgive me for my vulgar language.
So we had a little talk. Well, the PS3 is going to be showcased at the Electronic Entertainment Expo in L.A. Tomorrow through the 20th. And apparently it's going to be over the top. Graphics. It's in full high definition.
Right.
The PS3, and here comes the nerd speak. The PS3 supports high quality display and resolution of 1080p as standard, which is far superior to 720p. And with an overwhelming computer power of two teraflops. Entirely new graphical expressions that have never been seen before will become possible. In games, not only will movement of characters and objects be far more refined and realistic, but landscapes and virtual worlds can be rendered in real time, thereby elevating the freedom of graphics expression to levels not experienced in the past. Gamers will literally be able to dive into the realistic world seen in large screen movies and experience the excitement in real time.
Let me tell you what you can do with the PS3, which would be really cool. If you have a large monitor, a high definition set, you have a smaller set, you can use the smaller set to be all your HUD, your heads up display. And you can use the big high-definition set to simply be the scene, or you can put the two sets together to create kind of like a Cinerama widescreen feel.
Steve, do you find it beneficial for PlayStation 2 that Xbox is going to release theirs sooner? That way they can, you know, work out a little more bells and whistles for it?
I think of all the units, the Xbox, the new Xbox 360 looks the sleekest. It's like a white tower. It looks really cool. But, you know, Nintendo has theirs coming out, the Revolution as well. I mean, they're all skipping it up big time.
Let me go do a quick phone call. I've got Rob on the line. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you. What's up, Rob?
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Dude, it's so glad. I'm stoked. I heard on the weekend you guys will be back. I'm so glad to hear your voices.
Bad
news. You cannot describe.
Thank you.
Kathy, you are so wrong.
Why?
Oh, come on. I mean, my kids don't live with me, so I broke down and bought the Xbox.
That was your first mistake.
Man, that game is sick.
Which game?
Halo.
Halo is an awesome game. Halo 2 is an awesome game. I'm playing one now called Area 51. You know, I just put something in front of me and let me kill it.
I had to call you, Steve, when I saw the commercial for, is that the Gods of War?
Oh, I played it. I'm so pathetic. That is a great, I've already done with that. I played it. It's a fantastic game for PS2.
Yeah.
We had to take Halo away from my son.
Did you sense that he, I mean, that it could be really that addictive where he just would not stop playing?
Oh, no, it was that addictive.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's
okay.
All he wanted to do, and I started to see that kill, kill, kill look in his face all the time. Oh, yeah.
That's my brother.
And you can slice, you know, creatures in half. And,
but they're,
you know,
aliens, so that makes it fun.
I know. That's what I try and justify.
Yeah, they're not humans.
With, they're not human
they're green
beings.
Things. Kill them.
So,
they're
yeah.
things we don't understand, so kill it.
They can't. He cannot get enough of it. I mean, that stuff is severely addictive. And I feel kind of, you know, bad that he's playing it all the time, but it's bonding. I, you know, and I'm doing it. It's
come
you
on.
Know what I'm spending with my son.
Go play in the park.
Him. No. Dennis Miller has a funny joke about it. He said he was hanging out with his kid at home, playing a game where it was a father and son playing catch with his son.
Well, PS3 is going to be out in the spring of next year.
Yeah, next year, as will the Nintendo System Revolution.
And Xbox will be out when?
Before the holidays this year.
Okay, well that's cool. Then good. We have many, many more
many things to go. Broke
dark knife yeah. just sitting in the room playing
games.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back in a second. A little bit later on, we're going to have passes to Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, Sith.
Listen for your chance to win. President Steve Show back in just a moment on MMR. George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. 93.3 WMMR. President Steve Show. About 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Today is Tuesday. Supposed to have partly cloudy skies. Going to clear up at some point today. How's it going to get up to about 68 or so? We have MMR Ticket Mayhem going on. Oasis and Jet tickets are up for grabs today. We'll listen. We'll give you your chance to call in. Listen to that. Passes to Star Wars Episode 3. We'll get to those, too. If you need to get in touch with us, let me give you the number. 215-263-WMMR. And now we have our AOL Instant Messenger up and running. It's Press MMR. That's PRESMMR. You want to chime in? Get online. Feel free to do it. Let's get a look at traffic and see what's going on. Kathy, what do you have for us this morning?
A couple of things to watch out for. 95 northbound near the upside of the Girard Point Bridge. There's an accident there. The Vine Expressway westbound. Another accident approaching the Schuylkill Expressway. The accident is westbound. It's in the left lane, but eastbound there's emergency vehicles also blocking the left lane eastbound on the Vine Expressway, and that's causing delay on the Schuylkill Expressway eastbound from the Boulevard through to the Vine. Westbound slows city through to Belmont. 422 eastbound backing up a trooper. 202 northbound slowing at Route 30. The Pennsylvania Turnpike, a different story this morning. That's all moving along nicely. And if you're heading over from New Jersey, the 42 freeway northbound slows 55 to 295. This traffic report is brought to you by Nissan Parts and Services, and that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet money.
Hey, we have a little soiree, a little party, a little get-together. It's going to happen this Friday, and we're hoping that you're going to join us. It is the Preston and Steve coming out party, and
yes.
We're going to be at Maniunk Brew Pub. It's your regular haunt.
Oh,
Steve.
I love that place.
Friday from 6 till 8.
Great quesadillas.
The first 250 people, they do it. They have great
right?
chicken quesadillas, man. They're awesome. But the first 250 people, I believe, we're going to set you up with a free toast with us and the gang.
Cool. Free toast.
Yeah, just free toast.
Yeah.
Whole wheat or white. It's your choice. But we also have a VIP section we're going to tell you about most likely tomorrow. We will have the information on that. So listen and come by. Please come and see us. We'd love to get together.
Absolutely.
Especially if we haven't met you before. If we have, if we've known you for years, beautiful. We want to see you again. But if we haven't met you before, come out. Let's see you.
See some newbies.
Some free stuff to give away. While we are there, I was digging around online, just looking, just doing some surfing, and I stumbled across something that that kind of freaked me out because I had a little personal experience with this a couple of times when I was a kid. You know that
gonorrhea?
No, it was not gonorrhea. Do you know that this time of year is when ticks can become a bit of a problem?
Yeah, right.
It's a tick season.
Well, what is?
There they are.
Welcome, all day. See you Friday at the brew pub. What is officially tick season? Is there an official tick season?
Just spring. As soon as it starts to warm up, they start. Apparently, they like hibernate for a while or something, and they don't look for. Now they're partying, but
curse you, ticks!
But they don't look for human flesh until it warms up a little bit. But listen, you know what drew me to this little online article that I saw? It says, beware of blood-sucking bugs in your underwear.
Oh.
Because
that's right.
Because apparently that's one of the areas that they like to get to. And one of the things that you will learn about our show, friends, those of you who have never heard us before, is that we are very open about our personal lives on the show. But
no way.
Twice in my life.
No.
You've had ticks in your underwear?
Dude, I've had a tick on my member. Yeah, twice, two times. One was on the sack area, and one was on the main area.
What did you do?
What, you walked through the woods naked?
No, dude, I was a kid. I don't know. You're out playing in the woods, and they crawl in there or something like that.
Take on your sack.
Swear to God. Scared the hell out of me, too. What did I do? I was only, 4 or 5 years old. I called my mom. I'm like, Mom.
My mom.
And I'm sure that it's a hell of a lot more common than...
Wait, you got to suck the venom out.
A hell of a lot more common than you think. Have you ever had a tick in your genital region before?
I had one on, my inner thigh, and it was only a couple years ago, and I still called my mom.
But you were so cold as a person that it actually just died and fell off.
No, but I didn't know that you're not. Are you not supposed to You're not supposed to pick at it or something? Or what is the correct way to get it off?
From my understanding, and I'm not well versed in tick lore, but if the head gets burrows in, you can't pull it out.
Right.
Because the head is the business end and will do the damage.
What you're supposed to do, according to this article, is to apply some vegetable oil to the spot. And what the oil does is it blocks access to the air. It totally surrounds the tick. It won't be able to breathe, and it will get out of the wound on its own.
I'm looking to play a little handball. You're
it will kind of smother it, and it will crawl out of there itself.
So,
if you put oil on it,
I've heard of lighter fluid.
Yeah,
lighter fluid. I've heard of heating up a needle.
Heating up a needle. I remember that.
Picking it out.
I've heard of amputation.
Yes. But the tick head is the most infectious part of the insect, and that is why you try not to behead ticks when you take them out of there, because if the head stays in there, then you got a chance to get really sick.
Lyme disease,
there's encephalitis, and I remember years ago, you remember the big fear was the Rocky Mountain spotted fever tick? And apparently,
it was a John Denver song, wasn't it?
Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
as soon as you see a tick, you freak out.
But they're so small, though. You know, a lot of times, I had a tick on in my hair one time walking through the woods, and my mother saw it and, took it off. It hadn't burrowed in and anything. But they are very small, and it kind of just looks like a little freckle.
Yeah. Hang on, let me go to some calls. I'm going to start with John here. Hi, John. Good morning.
Just wanted to say that I missed you guys yesterday, and I'm so happy that you guys are back on the air.
Oh, thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, but I had one on my member. I've had many on my member. But,
what? The hell are you doing?
We used to play football in a small draft. I never I'd never known. All of a sudden, I'd come home and be in the shower and be like, what the heck is this? And I actually had scars on my rectum, too, if you know what I mean. So
Wait. Take it back.
You had a tick in your ass?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The most deadly of all ticks.
He literally had a bug up in there.
You're actually seeing your sphincter. How the hell are you supposed to get something out that you can't see?
Listen, I can help you.
What did you do? Did you go
mentioned the lighter fluid, and the lighter fluid is a great idea until you actually have an open wound. When the lighter fluid gets in the wound, when you take a tick out, it doesn't feel too good.
Well, hold on. What did you do? I need to go back to the tick in the butt. What did you do? Did you go to the doctor for that? Or
no, me and my dad have a different relationship.
Yeah, I would assume so after that.
Well, how did you find it? How did you know it was there?
Because, you know, like when you're, you know, doing your, after you do your thing and you're kind of wiping down, and you're like, whoa, I didn't feel that bump yesterday.
You know, but I seldom hold a mirror under my taint.
Well, you have to see if you're still breathing. So listen, this is straight up, this article,
so
man.
Why are they drawn to that area?
It says in this article, neck, folds of the skin, underarms, and buttocks are the loveliest spots for ticks. But
because of darkness and moisture?
Because of heat, probably. Body
among the cheese?
Hey, I didn't write this.
We actually vacation on the Thames.
Be particularly careful when
summer home in the pit.
When taking off clothes in the open air in summer, ticks may get into your underwear and hide there.
Wow.
And burrow in. I've never heard of that before, but God love you, John, for calling in and being straight up about that. Thank you very
much.
Guys,
welcome back.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let me go next to, who do we have here? Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's
up?
You
need a personal tick remover?
Are you offering your services?
Sure am. I'm unemployed right now.
How about the guy with the one in his ass? You got to lie to that one?
All you need is a pen light.
Let me go to Jake next. Hi, Jake. Good morning.
Hey, Preston. How are you?
Great, man. What's up?
I'm calling about the story you were just telling not too long ago about the tick on your member.
Yeah.
I can relate. One time I went to the bathroom in the woods, and I had some pain for a few days. I didn't know what was going on. Like, I took showers and stuff. I just didn't bother to look down. So I went to the doctor, and he told me I had a tick on my stuff down there.
Well, you know, I don't normally, you know, sit and stare at my member for days, but
I just
generally
take Polaroids.
I will take a quick glance at it, but, you know, I won't go like a week without looking down.
Can I touch it?
Was it kind of, you know, big by the time you got it? Because those things get bigger the more they suck the blood.
Yeah, they become engorged.
Yeah.
It was huge. It was like the size of a giant mole or something.
Like a giant mole? Like an animal or a... like a marsupial?
So you went to the doctor, and did he remove it for you?
Yeah, he removed it, but, man, I was in some pain for a few days. I was like my energy was drained.
Wow. So...
Did you ever recover?
Well, apparently, and I also read this. Where did I see this? This is in this. But the when the tick goes to bite, yeah, here it goes. It says ticks inject anesthetic.
So you don't feel it.
When biting, so that the victim can't feel any pain for several hours more. There's like, I think like leeches do the same thing. They have like an anesthetic naturally that comes out. And you can't feel. Okay, how about this? Nobody can beat this. Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you very much.
Hey!
Go ahead, Jay.
Rock and roll!
He got stung in his member by a bee once. It's not pleasant.
He got stung in his member by a bee.
Oh,
oh
no.
Oh.
Yeah, that was no fun.
Good Lord. I mean,
it,
you know, if you're lucky, though, you're allergic and it will swell up to three times your size.
No, that's what the Mexican was telling me.
Yeah, and you can at least...
Why are you going to take pictures and show your girlfriend? I said, no, I want to be able to walk.
That's very impressive. You have quite a member on you. Do you have another bee that can bite my balls?
Let me go to
C-3PO's online.
Let me go to Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Trace?
Nothing much. I got a tick story for you.
Okay.
Same story as like the other guy. Was in the woods, you know, had to go to the bathroom. I used the leaf to clear myself.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You got to use something, right?
Use a raccoon.
So later on that night, you know, boyfriend and I are in bed and whatnot. He wound up finding it, and it was, you know, in that area.
Oh, my God. This is much worse than I had ever thought.
Was it moaning?
Yeah.
Can you imagine having
him
sitting there picking an owl?
Oh, my God. We have officially crossed the line now. Yeah. Well, this is why we need to beware. This is why you need to keep your freaking clothes on when you're going outside.
You're performing on your girlfriend and you start to hear little tiny hands clapping.
Way to go. We got the best seats in the house.
So it is officially tick season. You have officially been warned about this, but I was afraid.
I'm leaving my genitals at home.
That was, of course, if you want to email us your stories, feel free to do it. It is Preston@WMMR.com. Casey saying I have to go to line one?
No. Oh,
okay, I need to hit this one. All right. We got to take a break. We will come back in a second. Tracy Davidson from NBC 10 will be stopping by in a little bit. We're going to have passes to Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Be careful of the ticks. We'll be back in just a moment. 933-WMMR and Green Day Holiday. The President and Steve Show about 728. It is Tuesday morning. Partly cloudy today. High about 68. We'll get the same tomorrow. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy high 70 or so. We have a get-together coming up on Friday. We would love for you to join us. We are all going to be at the Manion Brew Pub, and that'll be Friday from 6 till 8. It's the Preston and Steve coming out party. First 250 people, we got a treat for you. And we'll also have a VIP section that we'll have details on coming up soon. So mark that now. Friday, 6 to 8. Let's do a little happy hour action. Manion Brew Pub, we would love to see you there. Our number here, 215-263-WMMR in a little while. We'll be getting to some Star Wars tickets to give away for Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. And also we have MMR Ticket Mayhem tickets for Oasis and Jet. I will tell you when to call in, so be ready for that. We got to do the Bizarre File. Let's get to it.
WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, B-File is brought to you by Valero. Drop by any participating Valero retailer. Pick up a credit card application to save 5 cents per gallon. New accounts only. See application for details. Valero, value, variety, vroom. Hospital officials in Romania are investigating after a doctor was punched by a corpse in the morgue.
What?
The doctor had to be treated for shock after he was punched by a teenager named Bogdan Georgescu.
I'm dead, but I feel still do you suck.
It happened after the doctor thought he saw Mr. Georgescu move over and bent over to investigate. The youngster, who is 16 years old, had been taken into the morgue after collapsing and showing no signs of life. He was declared dead on arrival, and his body moved to the morgue. He said, I woke up and had no idea where I was. I looked to the left and right and saw a dead woman on either side of me. And then I saw this man coming towards me in a white coat. I just panicked. I thought he was going to kill me. He is now being treated in the neurological ward to find out the cause of his collapse. The doctor was allowed to take some time off after work for being treated for shock. Listen to this, man. A biology class lesson in Gunnison, Utah involved the dissection of a live dog. And it has outraged some parents and students. Biology teacher Doug Bedregard, who is a substitute teacher at the high school, wanted his students to see how the digestive system of a dog worked. He made arrangements for his
students. Isn't it like a film strip?
To be a part of a dissection of a dog that was still alive. The dog was alive, but the teacher said it was sedated before the dissection began. With the students watching, the sedated dog's digestive system was removed. The teacher said the lesson would allow students to see the organs actually working.
Sorry, school.
The school's principal said notifications went to parents explaining the dog was going to be euthanized and that the experiment would be done with the dog's organs still functioning. The teacher is standing by his decision and calls it the ultimate educational experience.
Yeah. Thank you, Professor Dahmer.
A little bit of trouble. British scientists claim they've come up with a condom that can turn a flop into a stud instead of dulling the pleasure, which is a complaint that many condom users make. This latex sheath contains a chemical that helps men maintain an erection. Research has shown that at least 2% of condoms slip off during intercourse, said James Barter of Futura Medical, which is developing the condom for drugs condoms. One of the major reasons for the problem is that at times men don't maintain a full erection during intercourse, so they are working on actually creating that.
Wow.
So exactly how do you stop a charging deer in Walmart? You take away his credit card. Shoppers at Walmart in Nebraska wish they would have thought of that. It would have been a whole lot easier. A deer with a without a grocery list entered through the doors of the supermarket part of the store. The store's greeter didn't see the door and the deer enter through the exit, but she did see the critter when it hit the slick floor and fell, and it quickly recovered and went scurrying down the aisles. After doing a little looking around, the deer was tackled by a customer and others of the human persuasion, and then tied the deer's legs so it couldn't kick, placed it in a shopping cart, and pushed it outside. Officials took the animal to a nearby park and released it there.
Where we were shot by a hunter.
A Northern Territory club member who had a dispute with two women took out a newspaper advertisement with their telephone numbers, touting them as sex workers. Pauline, here's what the ad said. Pauline, erotic fantasies are what I like, home all day. And it was the come on line for a 72-year-old wheelchair-bound woman.
Whoa.
Sandy, bashful, bring your toys, a devil after midnight was the wording for the other woman, a 56-year-old working an evening shift. Both women were woken by calls, the first at 2 a.m. after the news hit the streets. Their phones then rang incessantly with numerous uninvited calls until
he's agreed to hold her tensions while she gives you the midnight special.
Until the next Saturday edition, with one woman receiving 63 calls despite unplugging her phone from time to time.
Let's go potty! I want to go potty!
Shirley Irene Wright pleaded guilty to two charges of unreasonably causing substantial annoyance. In Sao Paulo, Brazil, a 21-year-old man and his parents were killed after the man agreed to be murdered along with his family if he lost a murder mystery role-playing game.
He agreed to be killed if he lost?
Authorities said the man and two others were playing characters who might be murdered depending on the outcome of the game. After Thigo Gides
lost, I know.
He allegedly allowed the other men to carry out the killings. Brilliant. Just as it happened in the game. Gides and his parents were killed after being drugged and tied to a bed. Their bodies were found 9 days later.
Jeez.
Maderson Mendez and Ronald Rodriguez confessed that they were charged, and they were charged with the murders because they obviously did it. A penis that tells jokes on late-night public access television may be expressive of something, but it's not the kind of free expression protected by the First Amendment, the Michigan Court of Appeals has decided.
Hey, look at the tick on my head.
Confirming the incident exposure.
Try the scrotum.
Confirming the indecent exposure conviction of the show's producer.
Is that impression of Dick Nixon? Dick Clark.
Timothy Huffman.
Thank you. B.O.E. Kind of thing.
Timothy Huffman was convicted after the penis episode.
Here as they step behind the curtain.
Aired twice on the Grand Rapids public access cable channel GRTV. Huffman, whose defense was assisted by the ACLU, claimed the 3-minute segment Dick Smart.
I had to get a penis because I wanted to get a headline. Thank you very much. Anybody from out of town?
Was an expression.
It's like a Gallagher show, though. You got to wear a smock for a few rows.
No, okay, forget it. Screw it. I'm done with that. And let's see, we have time for one more, and then we got to wrap it up. Ukrainian firemen fled in panic from a blazing building after... Sorry, try the scrotum. Just keeps popping up in my head.
Thank you.
Ukrainian firemen fled in panic from a blazing building after one of them grabbed a hose that turned out to be a 10-foot python. The firefighters had arrived to fight a blaze at a health club, and one of them tripped over what he thought was a hose, only to find that it was a snake when he reached to pick it up. The member eventually talked into going back in to fight the blaze, and the owner of the building, who said the python named Yashaka was harmless and he had kept it as a pet in his office. They put out the fire and managed to drag the python out to safety by its tail. So they got lucky. There you go. And that is your bizarre file this morning, friends. We've got to take a break. We'll come back in just a second. Don't move. If you want to get in touch with us, easy to do. 215-263-WMMR, or you can instant message us now. It's press MMR, PRESMMR, anytime at all. We'll be back in just a second. Don't move. Double Pilots on 93.3 WMOR. President Steve Show about 7:45. Today being a Tuesday, we have a party coming up on Friday. Love for you to join us. Love you to come out and do a meet and greet, even if we've already met and greeted. We need to do some more. We're going to be at Manningham Brew Pub Friday from 6 till 8. We invite you to come out. First 250 people. We got a little treat for you. And we'll also have a VIP section coming up. We'll get some people on board for that tomorrow. Once again, that's this Friday, happy hour, 6 to 8. Manningham Brew Pub, please join us.
You have that beautiful deck area, too. It's going to be awesome.
Weather should be solid, so we'll love it. Let's get a look at traffic and see what we got going on. Kathy Romano, what do you have?
A couple of accidents to watch out for. 95 northbound, there's an accident on the ramp to Island Avenue. That ramp is blocked. You cannot exit there. Southbound on 95, generally slow from Cottman down to Girard. Pennsylvania Turnpike westbound delays Willow Grove through to Norristown. Then there's an accident at the Mid-County Tolls blocking the left lane. Southbound on the Northeast Extension, there's another accident there at Lansdale. Watch for that. 422 eastbound, your normal delay. Oaks through to Trooper, Schuylkill Expressway eastbound, backing up the Blue Ridge Conshohocken Boulevard through to Girard, westbound University through to South Street, the Boulevard to Belmont, and then Conshohocken through to Gulf Mills. If you're headed over from New Jersey, the 42 freeway northbound delays 55 to 295, and then 55 northbound, backing up about a mile, approaching the 42 freeway. This traffic report is brought to you by your Ford Quality Checked Certified Pre-Owned dealer. Get 1.9 APR on a certified pre-owned Ford. Visit FordCPO.com. Deal ends June 30th. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit limit term financing on select vehicles. See dealer for details. And that's your traffic on
93.3. That was close.
Thank you very much. One thing you'll learn is that Kathy has razor-sharp focus.
Yeah, she does. Hey, listen, in the current Stuff magazine, there's a great article. It is called the 23 Most Ball-Clenching Movie Moments of All Time. We are very much movie aficionados. We love, you know, I mean, Casey, what do you call it? Movie Tourette's?
Yeah, movie Tourette's.
We're just constantly
speaking movie speak.
Yeah, movie lines. Yeah. And then you try to identify what movie it's from. So we're all about flicks. But this is a great list of movie moments, like scenes where something occurs that just makes you go, oh, yeah, my God, I can't believe that. And we were kind of kicking around. They have some pretty good ones here, but I think there are definitely some that are omitted.
I think like 20 are from Geely.
The entire freaking movie.
Things that make you go,
something along those lines. Let me give you an example of what they have in here, like the scene from Deliverance where Ned Beatty squeals like a pig. You can't help but kind of cringe at that moment when that comes on.
And that's I remember when I was I was a young lad, and my brother was even younger, and my parents took us to see Deliverance. And I remember sitting there during that scene going, when are they going to start rowing the boats again?
Did Dad explain it to you?
No, he left that for Mom. No.
215-263.
We are.
215-263-WMMR is the number.
So this article is not necessarily about incidents where the balls are actually crunched or
no,
hurt.
No, okay. That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be nut shots at first, but no, that was not it.
Visceral gut wrenching.
Gotcha.
Like, I can't believe I saw that.
Yeah,
and that was that scene just gets you. There's a scene later on, where the he finds the hillbilly finally, and they kill the hillbilly, and that movie is just one horrific scene after another.
Like, there's another scene they have listed here, and you can call in with whichever one you think is pretty nasty, but like in The Serpent and the Rainbow, where they pound the nail through Bill Pullman's scrotum.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't help but kind of
how'd you do that?
React to that.
The one I always think of. I think the movie was American History X.
Yes.
Oh. He put his mouth on the curb.
The curb.
Curb job.
On this list, that is ranked as number two.
Oh, wow. God.
Ball-clenching moment.
Horrible.
And in case you don't know what the scene is, he's a white supremacist, Ed Norton, and he encounters these guys trying to carjack him, and he puts the guy's upper teeth on the edge of the curb,
yep,
pulls him down, and then he slams his foot down on the back of the
head. And in that scene, like, his knee comes all the way up to his forehead before he stomps down on the back of the guy's head and just splits his skull in half.
Cringe.
I love that.
Yeah. They do that in the Rainbow Bright movie, too.
Right. Oh,
remember that?
Man,
I need to see that. Riveting.
How about this one? Reservoir Dogs.
That's from beginning to end, but I know the Steelers wheel, the torture sequence.
Yeah, where he saws his ear off.
Yeah.
That would rank up. In fact, on the list is number four.
You know what? I got that DVD, and they show that scene from a bunch of different angles.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do anything with the new angles.
Well, what they did, I know that Quentin Tarantino, I saw an interview with him, and he had said that they shot it, from a couple different angles. They had a, prosthetic ear on there, and they were going to show him actually sawing the ear off. But once they saw the other one of just the back of, Madsen, Michael Madsen doing it, they thought that the less is more, what you don't see is going to make you freak out even more.
Well, both are pretty effective.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tarantino, the Pulp Fiction scene in the back of the room with Zed and the samurai sword and that whole, from beginning to end, that scene is ball-crunching.
But there's got to be like one particular moment that just does it for you. And here's one that I think should be number one on the list. And it's in here. What is it?
I think the American History X should be number one.
Yeah.
It's number 21. But this one, I think, it should be number one in Misery.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What do they call it, blocking?
The ankles.
Hobbling.
Hobbling.
Oh.
She takes the board, puts it between his ankles, and takes that sledgehammer and just knocks his foot sideways. That one does. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't think I can watch
it. I can't watch it.
I absolutely have to turn my head because it looks so real. Let me go to some calls. I've got Dominic on the line. Hi, Dominic. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's up, man?
Not much.
All right. What's your comment?
Okay. When I think ball crunching moment, I think of the movie Scare Crazy when he got him with the pliers on the boys.
Oh, in the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder, there's an argument going on between two guys, and one guy picks up a pair of pliers and just crunches this guy's nuts and holds it for like 5 minutes while they sit there and talk.
There's a great scene, actually, if you want to go to specific ball-wrenching moments. In The Exorcist, when they put her under hypnosis, Reagan, she's holding her hand up, and the psychologist is standing next to her, and he puts her under deep down into sleep, says, you know, bring the demon forth, and she clamps onto his nuts and twists him down to the ground. But, yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be that to be in this list.
Let me go to Dave next. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on? You guys rock.
Thank you very much, Dave. What's up?
My all-time cringe moment in a movie. It's got to be from Full Metal Jacket when Private Pyle goes in the bathroom and gives himself a lead breakfast, man.
Yeah, when he shoots his own head off. That is one of the most realistic looking gunshot scenes I've ever seen. They just the brain matter splatters on the back of the wall.
But there's stuff that transcends this. That to me is just a suicide scene. Hang on, kids can watch that. There's some on this list that
you
just,
laugh at that, don't
that,
you?
That turn your stomach as well.
Let me go to Maria. Hi, Maria. Good morning.
Hi, it's actually Melissa. But
oh, sorry, Melissa. Go ahead.
Okay. It's not as like gruesome as the other movies, but the part that really got me is in Me, Myself, and Irene when they're arguing about whether you can crush a chicken's egg with your rear end, and they stub the chicken up the guy's ass.
Yeah. You know what? Why do I find that? I find that troubling as well. I know that's supposed to be a funny scene, but I had to actually read the Bible after.
Wait, what happens in that?
Remember, the state trooper keeps following them, and he says, you know, I'm gonna have to go get your dad, and he's gonna pay for this. You know, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
At the three brothers, and then they try to say, well, how far do you think we could stick a chicken up his ass? And then you cut to a shot later where he's tied to the tree, and there is a chicken up his ass.
I don't remember
living chicken
that.
With the legs flopping. And
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I've got to go back and watch it. I just remember where he had to keep shooting the cow over and over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is a classic scene.
What about the one in RoboCop where before he gets becomes RoboCop where the guy like blasts his arm off when all the people are shooting him and stuff like that? Do you remember that scene?
He takes with the shotgun.
That was overly violent.
I liked it better when the guy fell in the vat of the toxic waste.
Yeah. That's your scene.
And then he explodes on the car.
Help me!
Let me go next to James. Hi, James. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Another Quentin Tarantino movie, Pulp Fiction, when they're about to jab her with a needle.
When she goes into the ODs.
That's a cringe moment.
Yeah.
And then she pops up and is still sticking out of her chest. That one's hard to watch for me.
Actually, you know what's a real, I guess, ball-wrenching scene is in Session 9. They have the he does the lobotomy on one of the guys in it does a lobotomy on another guy with the spike through the eye.
Right. That one's pretty nasty. Here's a couple on the list. Let me run down to you. There, number 23 is Swimming with Sharks, which I've never seen.
Very good, very intense movie, and I know the sequence that you're going to describe.
Yeah, a personal assistant who has been pushed too far punishes his evil boss with dozens of paper cuts on his face.
He's using the edge of an envelope, a regular mail envelope. And cutting across his face.
Here's one. Casino is number 22. Is it the sound of the baseball bat crunching bone or cracking teeth that makes this scene so hard to watch where they beat Joe Pesci and his brother to death and throw him in the ditch? Then number 21 is Misery. 20 is Deliverance, and number 19 is The Grudge. I didn't see that.
Me neither.
With the jaw getting ripped off?
Yeah, I guess they do a jaw rip-off scene.
They have something similar in the movie Saw. Did you see Saw, Steve?
Yes, I did see Saw.
Okay.
I saw Saw.
Yeah. We saw Saw together.
Midnight Express, where he bites the other guy's tongue out of his mouth.
Oh,
nasty. Yeah. Let me go next to Dan. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you.
What's up? Again,
Nothing in Saving Private Ryan, where the Nazi soldier and the American soldier get in that scuffle in the upstairs of that house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the knife battle, and he drives into his heart.
Slowly.
That knife fight is so slow and keeps going on that, that definitely qualifies.
Let me go to Jay next. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to MMR. You guys rock.
Thank you very much, Jay. We appreciate it. What's up, bud?
Hey, I got a point about, you were just talking about Misery.
Yeah.
That part in that movie, they actually, I don't know if they made it a little better for the movie or not, but they changed that from the book.
What happened in the book?
In the book, it was a little more gory. They actually chopped his leg off with an axe, and then she torched it she torched the wound with, like, a propane torch.
Oh, she cuts his leg off with an axe and then burns it?
She cuts his foot off and burns it.
And burns it, the wound to seal it.
Oh, cauterizes it.
Okay, wow.
I was cringing when I was reading that, and I know they dumbed it down in the movie, and that hurt just as much because I had that kind of injury where I twisted my ankle, and that looked just as bad.
Some fat chick cut it off?
Yeah.
Damn, brother.
That's a hard life.
You sound like you're holding it up pretty good.
You know Cujo? It happened to me.
All right, here, look, number 17 on the list is Pink Flamingos. Has anyone in this room ever seen that film?
I have,
no. No.
Pink Flamingos is a John Waters movie, and Divine was in it, and it's
a lot like Good Burger.
It's the most disgusting movie you've probably ever seen in your life.
No. No, but it's up there.
What's more disgusting?
There's
than
a
that?
Movie called, and I've referenced this a couple of times, called Men Behind the Sun.
Yeah,
which is about the Japanese war atrocities against the Chinese during World War II.
Right,
and they show scenes in that. There's nobody's really aware of it, but it qualifies as one of those bizarre movies that we were talking about in a conversation a couple of weeks ago, Preston.
Yeah.
Where it's just wall to wall, torture sequences like that.
Wow,
and it's so there's a scene where they bring a guy outside. This is, wherever it is, it's freezing. They dip his hands in water, and he holds his hands, down there. His flesh freezes. He comes inside. They put his hands in warm water. The doctor comes over, grabs at the top of his wrist.
Oh, my God.
And tears the flesh right off his head.
Ooh.
And then they put a guy in a decompression chamber. And they increase the pressure so much that his intestines blow out his ass.
Is there any plot line to this? Or is
it's Steel
Magnolias.
He's trying to get into school and he takes pills so he'll look black.
Oh, wait, that's Soul Man.
No, it's really, it's just a chronicle of those.
I will have to see that.
Yeah.
Maybe, but
it's on Nickelodeon all the time.
Pink Flamingos has a scene at the end of the film where Divine and it is
not, and does it.
There is no editing cut. There's no edit cut or anything like this. You see, like a dog, like a little Chihuahua or a Pomeranian or something, like, just it takes a crap.
Oh.
And Divine walks over and picks up the dog poop and just starts eating it.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, not just putting, but Divine has this look on his/her face like it's the tastiest thing in the world.
I could have had it.
And there is no edit point. I mean, it came right out of the dog's ass, straight into Divine's mouth, and it is the sickest thing I think I've ever seen. But that made it to number 17 on the list.
Yeah.
Because that's just, I can't watch it. Here's one of your favorite movies, Steve, The Evil Dead.
Awesome movie.
Which,
the whole movie has ball-wrenching sequences.
Well, there's a part of with a pencil in somebody's ankle.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, one of the demons turns and takes a pencil and rams it. I think it's into Bruce Campbell's ankle, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Or girl's ankle, I think is what
it is. Oh, okay.
I don't know. All right, listen, you know what I want to do? Our phones are going nuts, and we need to discuss you a little bit further. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a second. The number 215-263-WMMR, the most ball-clenching moments in movie history. History, according to Stuff Magazine. We'll be back in just a second. No move. Hendrix on 93.3 WMMR, Purple Hades.
He's still recording.
He's got something coming out next week.
It's amazing.
But 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, Preston and Steve on Tuesday morning. Our request line number 215-263-WMMR. 215-263-WMMR. And if you want to get us online, MMR is now streaming. You can go to WMMR.com. That's beautiful. And email us anytime, Preston@WMMR.com, Steve@WMMR.com, and everybody else's names at WMMR.com. And I understand our instant messenger is up and running, and that's PressMMR. If you need to chime in, you can do that. Let's get a look at traffic and see what we got going on. Kathy, what do you have for us?
A couple of things to watch out for. 95 northbound, there's an overturned tractor trailer. It's on the ramp to Island Avenue, and Island Avenue is blocked. Westbound on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, we're slow from Willow Grove through to Norristown, and then an accident off to the side near Mid-County. Southbound on the 56 extension, just south of Lansdale, there's another accident there. That's off to the side. 422 eastbound slows at Royersford, then 29 through to Route 23. Schuylkill Expressway eastbound, your delays here. The Blue Route through to Conshohocken, the Boulevard to Girard. Westbound University through to South Street, City to Belmont, and then Conshohocken through to Gulf Mills. And in New Jersey, northbound on the 42 freeway, slowing 168 through to 295, and then 55 northbound backs up approaching the 42 freeway northbound. This traffic report is brought to you by Acme. Stop by Acme today and cool down with Breyers ice cream. 56-ounce containers are just $1.99 with your supercard. But hurry, sale ends Thursday at Acme, helping make your life easier. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, thank you, Kathy. We were talking about an article that's in Stuff Magazine about... Those are the most ball-clenching moments in movie history. Meaning not necessarily about crotch shots or anything like
visceral,
that.
Visceral reactions to scenes in movies. When you see a scene, you almost have to look away.
What is this one here? There's, we've gone through a few of them. I think Pink Flamingos. No, Evil Dead was the one we left off at number 16. And then 15 was The Serpent and the Rainbow with the nail through the scrotum.
Ow.
There's a scene in True Romance, it says, at number 14. Somebody takes a corkscrew and jams it through the top of somebody's foot.
James Gandolfini.
He does. He's in that?
He's like a hitman, and he does it in... Patricia Arquette's foot.
Oh. I've got a scene.
Did it to her foot or she did it to his?
She did it to his.
Did she do it to him?
Yeah, okay. He already beat the crap out of her. She's on the floor.
That's right. That's right.
She stabs him.
There's a scene in The Godfather where Luca Brasi goes to...
The olive fork?
Is that what they
use? Is it a knife or is it a
I think it's a knife.
Is it a knife? Okay.
Yeah, where he's going to look for work with Barzini or Tattaglia or one of those.
Toby, you go take it.
And he puts his hand, they grab his hand, they put it on the table, and then they jam the knife down on his hand.
Ugh.
And then they start strangling him.
That's right.
One that when they just show the hand getting stabbed, that one always bothers me for some reason.
There's in Taxi Driver in the last sequence where he has the mohawk and he goes to get Jodie Foster away from the pimp, and he shoots the guy's hand at point blank range.
Can you believe I've never seen Taxi Driver?
You've never seen Taxi Driver?
No, I know.
It's not very good.
It's not very good.
No, it's awesome.
Number 13. Now, I never saw Requiem for a Dream.
Disturbing, good movie.
There's a scene apparently that shows Jared Leto's infected spike hole in his arm. And that one
he's a bit of a drug addict.
Is a bit disgusting.
Well, they end up cutting the arm off.
Born on the fourth.
That's the end of the movie. I just ruined it.
Born on the 4th of July. Apparently, Tom Cruise's leg was like the bone is sticking out. Anytime there's a compound fracture, I have a hard time watching that. Let me go to some phone calls. 215-263-WMMR. Who's been on hold longest? Let me go to Nick. Hey Nick, how you doing, man?
Good man. How you doing? I missed you guys.
Thank you, man. We're back. What's up?
All right. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the new one. When he puts that blonde dude up on the hook and then puts the salt on his leg.
Yeah. That's the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre is it's actually now about 2 years old, but they did a really good job and it is really, really gory. There are a lot of scenes like that.
He puts him on the hook and then what?
He puts him on the hook alive. You're talking about the blonde dude?
Yeah, and then he puts wraps that thick salt on it because he cuts his leg off.
On
his leg.
And he tortures, as Leatherface is wont to do. When he cuts back from the 4-H club meetings,
it's a hobby. Yeah,
the original one, when they put her up, it was either guy or girl, they put her up on the meat hook.
Oh, he's hook crazy in the remake.
That one is, that one's pretty disturbing. Let me go to Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Good morning.
Hello. Welcome to MMR.
Thank you very much, Debbie. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I'm thinking about the remake of Cape Fear, where De Niro is stalking that family.
Right.
And he picks up that girl in the bar, takes her to the hotel room, and they have sex, and then bites a big hunk of her cheek out.
Yes. Oh. You remember that sequence?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a really good one. I mean, that's a good sequence.
Do you hear her laughing? Cackling over here?
I just beat a guy's face off myself.
It just, shocks you, because it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he dives
takes
right into her
chunk
chin.
Right out of her face.
That's like Silence of the Lambs when Hannibal Lecter goes after the guard and bites a chunk out of his face as well. Right. That's another one where you just go,
making me hungry.
I can't think of the name of the movie, but they're all on a bachelor party in Vegas, and the one guy is having sex with
Very bad things.
Very bad things, and the hooker is he winds up like. Putting her on a hook on the wall and
by accident
as he's
yes
doing
and,
her
and
on
you
the wall.
Know what actually in Midnight Express is a similar scene too. He pushes the guard up against the wall and there's a coat hook on the wall and it goes into
you know that
soft spot at the base of your skull and your
and
spine
they hang
and that's
from
where it,
it
goes in yeah exactly same thing. Number 11 on the list is Hannibal, and this is I think where he...
Not the scalp thing.
Oh,
brain
no.
Eating?
This is... No, where they the pigs eat the guy's face off.
Oh, all right.
You remember that? Good. Let me go to a couple other calls real quick. Let me go to... who do I have on the line? Is this Ryan? Hey, Ryan. Good morning. No.
Aaron,
no, it's Aaron. Hey, Aaron. How you doing, man?
You guys rock.
Thank you. What's up?
Aaron, did you ever see the movie Tomcats with Jerry O'Connell?
No.
There's a part where his buddy has, like, cancer and has his nut taken out. And he's like, oh, I want my nuts. And he goes to get his nut, and he comes back, and he drops it, and it falls into like a thing of donuts, and it goes down to all the doctor's
office.
Oh!
What?
He's dead.
What?
And I see the doctor pick up his nut and bite into it, and he's chewing, ripping things, and he's chomping on it.
Oh, my
don't
God.
They call those munchkins?
Munchkins.
Jeez. I've got to see that now.
That, I'm just like, oh, my God.
I am not familiar with that one. I love it, though. Let me go next to Mark. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Mark. What's up?
The scene in Meet Joe Black where Brad Pitt gets bounced off the two cars as he crosses the street.
Is that in the beginning of the movie?
Yeah.
All right. Is that how he died? He's the angel of death, right?
Yeah. He. That's how he dies. He steps off the curb. One car hits him and shoots him into the other car, and that car bounces him across the street.
I gotta check that out because I'd love to see Brad Pitt get hit.
You know, Steve. You know what I think that is. And Marissa, who works here, was just telling me that has made the round.
On the internet?
On the internet.
Is that what that's from?
I think that's what that is. I've seen that before, and it looks
really real.
It looks legit, and that's...
Yeah,
and
it definitely startles you.
Well, there's a scene in the movie Final Destination where the girl is... I mean, they're all, you know, supposed to meet their maker, and everyone's going to die, and they avoided death, and, you know, I won't go into the whole plot, but the girl steps back off the sidewalk and gets creamed by her host.
Amanda Detmer.
Was that who was?
The blonde girl. Yeah, she walks out and it just nails her out of nowhere. That was you know, like in Lost when Michael gets hit by the car.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
the
yeah.
same thing. Let me go next to John. Hey, John, you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I just want to thank you guys for getting me off satellite radio, number one.
Oh, wow.
Our pleasure, my friend.
Hey, I just wanted to say... the scene in Passion of the Christ when they rip out his side with the whip.
Have you seen a passage
no.
in Passion of the Christ?
No.
Yeah, there's the whole movie is just one long torture sequence, but they have basically, I guess, what is it, like a cat of nine tails?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as they whip, it digs in, and as they pull back, it lacerates.
Oh,
so,
nasty.
Yeah. Very bad.
Is that a almost can't watch it type of movie? Or?
But you do watch it because you want to get the impact of what's happening. So, yeah, but it's beginning to end visceral experience.
Now, not all of these scenes in the article are really painful scenes. Number 10 is in Austin Powers, A Spy Who Shagged Me, when he drank Fat Bastard's crap.
And it's a nutty.
It's a bit nutty. Number 9 is the Marathon Man when they're working on his teeth.
Yeah.
Is it safe?
Torturous sequence.
That's pretty cool. There's something about Mary where Ben Stiller...
The hook?
No. That scene where he zips up his member.
Yeah.
Is that the Frank of the Beans?
He was masturbating.
Now, this I have never seen before. A movie called Happiness. This is at number 7.
You have to describe this one carefully.
This is what it says about it. It says, in a movie filled with scene after scene of awful people doing awful things, watching a dog lick up the results of a little boy... playing with himself, made for anything but a happy ending.
Oh. I have never seen this movie. I've heard about it, but
Is Jim Carrey in there?
That is repulsive.
Yeah.
And they had the Exorcist scene. Then number five is, the Exorcist scene is where she does unheard of things.
With the crucifix.
With the crucifix. Number five, Boogie Nights. Apparently there's a scene where, what's her name? The girl who plays Roller Girl.
Heather Graham. Yeah.
Heather Graham stomps a guy's face in or something like that.
I never saw that part.
Number four was Reservoir Dogs, the ear slice thing. Trainspotting. I've never seen Trainspotting.
I saw it once a long time ago. I forget a lot of it, but I remember it was pretty damn good.
This scene, this guy, they're all basically heroin junkies, and the one guy sleeps at this girl's house and ends up pooping the bed. And then as he's trying to sneak the linens into the bath or into the laundry room, the mother's like, no, I'll take it. And they had this little
tug of war.
And then the poop ends up flying all over everybody eating breakfast.
Man.
Which I have a similar story that happened at Woodstock.
I thought it would have been the scene where he actually has to dive into the porta potty to get the heroin out because he drops it down into like this vat of sewage.
Oh my God!
Well, there's that sequence in Schindler's List where the kids are hiding from the Nazis and they go down into the porta potty halls.
It's breakfast chat on the Preston and Steve show this morning, folks.
Mm-mm. Have a scone on us.
And then number two was American History X, which we talked about earlier, the curb job where the guy puts his mouth on the curb and then Ed Norton steps on the back of his head and just shatters it. And then number one, like I said, not all of these are painful. Number one is the scene in About Schmidt where Kathy Bates takes off her clothes and gets in the hot tub. I didn't make the list. It's just in Stuff Magazine. So there you go. Those are your ball-clenching moments from film history. We got to take a break. We'll come back in a second. I want to remind you about the coming-out party we're having for the President Steve Show. It's going to be at the Manioc Brew Pub. We want you to join us. Set aside your time on Friday from 6 to 8. We've got some free goodies for the first 250 people. We're going to have a VIP section we'll set up. Let's get together. Let's meet. Let's tear it up. All right? Friday from 6 to 8. We'll come back in a moment. We'll get the Hollywood Trash and the lovely Tracy Davidson from NBC 10. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't move. WMMR Rocks, Velvet Revolver.
Love that song.
Scott Weiland has been flipping out over music critics again. I'll have some details and music news coming up in just a little bit. It is the Preston and Steve Show. It's about 8:31 on this Tuesday morning. I promise you, some point very soon. In fact, you know what? Let's do it now. MMR Ticket Mayhem. I got tickets for Oasis and Jet. Yeah. Call in number 13 at 215-263-WMMR. I will give them to you. Give us a call and we'll set you up. And then before we get out of here today, I promise you, we have got several passes to Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and we will get to it. But we got to do Hollywood Trash, so let's go.
Oh, I love trash!
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, the trash is brought to you by Valero. Drop by any participating Valero retailer and pick up a credit card application to save 5 cents per gallon. New accounts only. The application for details, Valero, value, variety, Peru.
I got the black lung, huh?
What's going on, Steve?
Survivor host Jeff Probst announcing that the next installment of the series will take place among the Mayan ruins. Probst says the location is appropriate because, like the Mayans, the audience for Survivor has disappeared.
This is true.
Witnesses testifying Michael Jackson's child molestation trial that the accuser's mother got a body wax at a local salon during the time she claimed she was being held captive in Neverland. The woman apparently got the appointment after one of Jackson's monkeys canceled a Brazilian wax. That's about to happen now and then. Paul McCartney's daughter Stella is creating a one-time woman's clothing collection for H&M. The collection was named by Paul himself and will be called Yoko Ono is a Bitch Casual Wear. And finally, Oprah Winfrey hosted a tribute to 25 pioneering black women last Saturday night, including Tina Turner, Coretta Scott King, and Maya Angelou. Winfrey told the gathered audience that the honorees inspired her, even though their combined salaries would not even pay for her diet pills. And that's a celebrity treat. Do that.
Hollywood Trash.
Right. You know, I made the mistake of writing it down so I wouldn't flub, and you always seal the deal when you do that.
All right, well, thank you very much, Steve. We want to welcome to the studio a very good friend of ours. We have not seen her in a little while, and we welcome her to our new home from NBC 10.
Yes.
The one and only Tracy Davidson. Good morning.
You all so much.
Oh, thank you, Tracy.
I really have. You're so smart, so funny, and you guys rock.
Do you actually listen to us?
I'm telling you, my entire gym has missed.
listening to you in the morning.
Oh, very cool. Actually, really? Tracy did fire off one of the first emails that I got when the when we were off the air. It was very nice.
That's right. We have stayed in touch. And did my mom take good care of you down at the Don Cesar? And,
love your mom.
Thank you.
Such a good time. She's so sweet.
And she's sweetie.
What does she do at the hotel? She does
She just works in. They've got a lot of shops. It's a really great hotel called the Don Cesar, and it's in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Right.
And she works down in one of the shops, and she knows everybody. So Tracy was going down there, and I called ahead and said,
pull some strings.
Yeah, do something.
Cool.
Nice. It was so wonderful. It's just the most amazing hotel, and she was so sweet.
Cool. Well, thank you. I'll let her know you said that. So sure. are you doing well?
I'm doing terrific. We're having great Shredder events. We're having a good summer.
How big was that? Because every time I turn around, there's footage of you in a parking lot with this industrial Shredder and the most nervous-looking bastards holding their bank receipts and stuff like that. Because it is important because of identity theft to shred your documents, but did you ever think it would get as big as it's gotten?
I had no idea. In fact, when I called the shredding company that I called, I said, I know you're going to think I'm crazy. I don't know if anyone will come out, but will you come and shred consumers' personal documents for me in area mall parking lots? And they said, sure. Well, 10 shredders and tons later and thousands of people later, they're still saying sure to me, but I have no idea. I have no idea what chord we hit.
Wouldn't it be more fun if you used a wood chipper?
We use one.
Or what are these? Is it a giant shredder or just a little bitty thing? Because I have one at home where you have to put like one piece in at a time.
These are huge shredders that come inside the trucks. So you get to see your stuff go right into the hopper right there, which is great because I tell people never leave it to somebody else. And then that all gets taken and dumped at a recycling facility where they make paper products for the home.
Now, what you're not telling them is that it's actually pre-shredded paper and the documents are going into a repository.
And then we're doling them out.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
See Tracy in the city. Who wants a new identity?
That's right. But I'm charging for it.
Hi, you are now Fernando Valenzuela. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
So how often are you doing those, by the way?
Well, we have to schedule some more because even the people who showed up, the first question that they would then come to our table after they would dump all their stuff, where's your next one? When's your next one? We don't have our schedule yet, but in the fall, probably.
Have you seen the footage that they, and CSI has done it a couple of times, where they've taken shredded documents and they have like a scanning, computer scanning program now that can reassemble shredded document?
Well, they can do that, but you know what? There are just guys that thieves pick up off the street,
right?
Drug addicts will do anything for the money. And when you don't cross shred, when you just single shred down strips, they will sit in warehouses and they will pull your strips together and they will figure out how to get them back.
There you go.
They would be, if they were to do that with my trash, I would be sorely disappointed because you're not going to get anything out of me personally, I don't think. But, I mean, what do you mean by cross shred?
Well,
two ways.
Two ways. Usually if you just shred and it goes down, you have just straight lines of paper.
Right.
They will actually sit in warehouses. If they go through your garbage, if they steal your garbage can and they have those strips, they will hire people to just sit there and try to align them so that they can then figure out your account numbers, your social security number. But the cross shred does it both ways so that it comes into little squares.
Okay.
So they can't do that. I mean, maybe the CSI can.
They can do anything.
It's so cool.
Have you had a chance to talk to any or do a report with any criminals who have admitted to doing this or?
Mostly the people who I've talked to are ID theft experts who have interviewed people in prison about how did you do it.
And they can just really rob you blind.
They really
by
can.
Going through your trash.
By going through your trash in seconds. And, there's another thing that we started to do. Make sure you know what's in your wallet. If I could ask you guys both to hand me your wallets right now. No.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what is in your wallet.
Yeah.
But, would you know all your credit cards? Because once your wallet is stolen, you need to call and act immediately.
Right.
And this guy told me at the gym, all those robberies or those burglaries at the gyms, local gyms.
Right.
The guy said he went to the gym at 7:30. Citibank told him that the first use of his card was 7:54.
Wow.
They do not mess around. Within the first hour.
No. Well, they know they've only got a few minutes
to
do it.
And that's why I don't carry a wallet.
Yeah, but you should carry some form of identity.
No, I do, and I carry it all like sporadically. So if I lose one thing, it's okay.
Right.
But I don't want to lose everything at once.
Brilliant. It's a brilliant sort of thing that Casey does. He's on his own FBI witness relocation program.
He literally just has a pocket full of credit cards and junk.
That scares me.
Is your safest thing to actually steal an identity yourself so then when it does get stolen,
it won't be you.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
Yeah, I like that.
It's just one level between you and the theft.
All right, so we'll watch for the next Shredder event.
Oh, yeah.
On NBC 10. What else is going on over there? I know Steve Levy's leaving.
Steve Levy's leaving. Tomorrow is his last day. He's been on the air 23 years.
Jeez.
It's just incredible. We have, and everybody has so many stories.
And he started as a solid gold dancer, correct?
Exactly. You know, it's so many stories, and so you got to watch because we have so much old tape of him.
Yeah.
It's just terrific.
What's he going to do, do you know?
Well, he has bought...
He's going to become an identity theft.
And he's going to make a lot of money. He built a house in Colorado with his soon-to-be wife, and they've been building it for a few years now, and he is so much a cowboy. Now, he's a Philly guy, true and true, but he's a big-time cowboy, and he loves going out to Colorado with his cowboy boots and his saddlebag.
Do we know if Preston Litt has put his house up for sale?
No, don't even say that.
Area.
That is just darn scary, all right?
It's damn scary.
Really,
are you kidding me?
That guy's totally...
There he goes. He's all
right.
No, no wonder he wants to get out of Philadelphia. I mean, God, he's had the stalker of the century.
You remember when we had him come to the camp out? Steve came out to the camp out for hunger one time, and he had the suit jacket on, he had the jeans and like the boots. From the waist down, he was Hopalong Cassidy.
Underneath the desk, I'm sure on occasion he's wearing a kilt or something.
Yeah.
Because he's a pretty loose guy. He's laid back.
He's a cool guy.
Very cool. And jeans and cowboy boots. That's what he wears every day.
Really?
Oh yes.
Okay, well...
Is that why he's doing lasso tricks, apparently?
Well, I think we're going to have him on the show tomorrow morning.
Great.
We'll talk to Steve and see what else he's got.
Ride his horse over.
what other features are coming up, Tracy? Anything else you want to hit while you're here?
Just tonight, we have at 5 o'clock, you should watch. It's sort of a limo driver that you need to know about, especially if you're getting married, as someone is, or
prom season.
Well, you know, you better watch to make sure that's not the person you hire. And then tonight at 11, Luann Kahn has a great investigation, tanning booths. If you've gone to a tanning salon, spray or tanning booth, you need to see this because it freaked me out. I thought in the rare case.
Can you give us a little? I know you're teasing.
I don't know. Here's what it is. When I go, I mean, I rarely go, and if I go, I get the spray.
That's what I do.
Oh, and we think the spray is safe?
No.
You need to watch.
Oh,
yeah.
See,
great.
You guys kill me.
Because it freaks me out.
Listen, your children are going to die today at 4 o'clock.
Details
at 5.
That's not true. That is not true.
If your kids drive off a cliff on a bus, they may...
No,
we understand something that says, all right, we'll check it out. And Luann Kahn always does cool pieces.
Oh, she's terrific.
Yeah,
she's terrific, and she gets to the bottom of things.
Yeah, all right. And that's actually, she's looking black these days, so I guess she's been on that report for quite a while.
Has she got a lot of tan acne going on?
Yeah, I thought it was Maya Angelou.
We love Luann.
Angelou.
Cool. Well, we are glad you came by this morning, Tracy. Thank you so much.
I love you guys. I'm so excited that you're back in the air.
Oh,
thanks. So excited.
Thank you. And we're neighbors. We're right down the street from you.
I'll be stopping by. Oh, you don't know? I'll be stopping by every week bringing you goodies. You know.
By the way, what did you bring us? You brought us some really good stuff.
I brought you some great stuff from the Classic Cake Company.
Ooh.
It's so, I think you're going to like it. That's your dessert in a couple hours.
I'm
already half done. What's this thing called food?
Tracy, always great to see you. Thanks for coming
guys.
By
you
this
guys
morning.
Rock.
Tracy Davidson,
yeah.
We'll take a break and come right back. Don't move. See y'all spring on 93.3 WMMR. Preston and Steve show. Not bad today. Partly cloudy. High about 68.
Yeah, well,
yesterday was like the perfect day.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we'll have about 68 and then Thursday 70. So a little bit of the same next couple of days. We have a party coming up that we would like you to join us. It's going to be at the Maniac Brew Pub. It is the Preston and Steve coming out party this Friday from 6 to 8. We will all be there.
Yep.
And we will have some free stuff for you when you show up. So please come. First 250 people will get some free goodies. Maniac Brew Pub, Friday from 6 to 8, the Preston and Steve coming out party. We gotta see you this Friday, so join us. Let's get a look at traffic, our final look, and see what's going on. Kathy, what do you have for us?
95 northbound near the airport, that overturned tractor trailer at Island Avenue has moved off to the side. The ramp is open. 95 southbound, slowing Cottman down to Girard. Schuylkill Expressway eastbound delays Gulf Mills all the way through to Girard. Watch for an accident on the side at the Boulevard. Westbound slowing University through to South Street, City to Belmont, and then near Gulf Mills. 202 northbound delays 30 to 29. The Pennsylvania Turnpike westbound generally slow from Philadelphia through to Norristown. If you're headed over from New Jersey, the 42 freeway northbound delays 168 through to 295. This traffic report is brought to you by Wartner, an innocent wart, hardly. Wart spread, treat them fast. Wartner freezes warts with a single treatment. Outdated treatments take up to 12 weeks. Nothing treats warts faster or more effectively than Wartner. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Tomorrow night, we have MMR's advanced screening of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. And here's what I want to do now. I want to get some callers on the line. We're going to play a game. 215-263-WMMR is the number. Do you guys realize that our very own Kathy Romano, or as we refer to her, Darth Bitch, has never seen one of the Star Wars films at all?
Not even one? I don't even think I've scanned by one.
But you are aware of who Darth Vader is?
Not so much.
Well, I mean,
this is good. Don't coach her anymore.
No, I'm just saying that you know there is a character named Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Okay, so you at least have some minimal working knowledge of Star Wars.
Star Wars lore has transcended just the movies. It's become part of the pop culture phenomenon that it is.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, people are referred to as different characters periodically.
Right.
You would know what that means.
Yeah.
But to have never seen
not a second
of any one of them, and no desire to ever see them.
No.
To not even know that Darth Vader is the Lord of the Sith. I mean,
don't give away anything yet.
Oh, like she's going to remember that.
Yeah.
Is he the Lord of the Sith?
Oh, sure.
Really?
The Dark Lord of the Sith.
Oh, buddy.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to use this lack of knowledge to do a contest. I'm going to get callers on the line, which we have lined up and ready to go. Kathy is going to be asked a series of questions. Steve has drawn up a list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's got, they're all multiple choice. She will give her answer. You need to agree or disagree with her as to whether you think she is correct or incorrect. And if you get that part right, then you'll end up being a winner. And I will give you tickets to MMR's advanced screening of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, tomorrow night. Now listen, call only if you can go tomorrow night, because these are some of the most sought-after tickets that we're going to see all year long.
The movie's already getting advanced raves, so, yeah, I think you want to be a part of this.
And this is the last one. This is it.
This is it.
No more after this. All right, so let's get some callers on the line, and we'll run down the questions for Kathy. We're going to start with Andy first. Andy, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Andy, here's the deal. We have Darth Bitch here, Kathy Romano, and we're going to ask her a series of multiple-choice questions. She will give her answer. You tell us whether you agree or disagree with her, and dictating on whether you're right or wrong, you'll get the tickets. If you're correct and wrong, you're out of here, okay?
You got it.
All right, let's go.
All right,
here's question number one.
Question number one, what was destroyed at the end of Star Wars Episode 4? Was it A, the island fortress of the Grand Chutney, B, the Death Star, C, a rebel base hidden in the berries of Dingle?
What do you think it was, Kathy?
I have no...
You weren't even listening.
The island fortress of the Grand Chutney, the Death Star, or a rebel base hidden in the berries of Dingle?
A?
Well, let's check with our caller first, Casey, before you hit any sound effects to see.
Oh, sorry.
Whether he agrees or disagrees. Andy, what do you think? Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Yeah, that's
right.
All right, so we got tickets for you to go to the advanced screening, all right?
Thank you.
The entire crux of the whole movie series revolves around the Death Star.
Yes, the Death Star. All right, let's go next to... we have another Andy. Andy, are you there?
No, this isn't...
Was that a screw-up?
I think so.
Oh, is this the same guy?
No, different guy.
All right, Andy, are you there?
This is Scott.
It's Scott.
Yeah, different
guy.
Says
Andy on the board.
Yeah.
Can we call you Scott?
Good.
Yeah, all right, Scott, here we go. Question number two. Steve, go ahead.
All right, Chewbacca is what species of alien? A, a Wonka, B, a Twiki, C, a Wookie, or D, a Lynn Abraham?
D. Now, A?
A Wonka? Do you agree or disagree, Scott?
I'm going to have to disagree there.
Yeah, that's
Wookiee,
for Christ's sake.
What the hell's a Wookiee?
A Wookiee is Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
You know, the big hairy guy.
What a Wookiee.
She's put
that. You know, the thing is that she's laughed at Chewbacca jokes and never...
Hold on, Scott, hold on. We got tickets for you to go to the movie, okay, buddy?
I know Chewbacca's hairy.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay.
There you go. There.
All right, let's go to our next caller. We have Kate on the line. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
All right, here we go with the Star Wars trivia. Darth Bitch and Steve's got the next one.
All right, what was Han Solo's occupation prior to joining the Rebel Alliance? Was he A, a taint shepherd on Dildo 7? B, an intergalactic smuggler and lovable rogue? Or C, a bar owner on Galaxus Prime?
What was B?
An intergalactic smuggler and lovable rogue.
I don't know.
A taint shepherd on Dildo 7A, and what's that?
B.
B, a lovable rogue and a smuggler. Okay, what do you think, Kate? Is she right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right, hang on just a second. We're going to get your information.
Kick your ass, Kathy.
How many more do we have to give away?
Oh. yes, three.
I'm glad
we're all here today. Yeah. It's just beautiful. All right, let me go to my next caller. I have Frank who's up next. Frank, you there?
Yes, welcome back, guys.
Thank you very much, Frank. All right, here we go, Steve.
All right, who trained Darth Vader in the ways of the Jedi? Was it A, Count Syphilius, B, Argo Colitis, C, the Proxus of Chlamydia, or D, Obi-Wan Kenobi?
D.
All right, Frank, what do you agree or disagree? She says Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I'd agree with that.
Yes. Yeah. All right, I got tickets for you to see Star Wars Episode 3.
Guys.
All right, hang on just a second.
Two more, mister.
Two more. Thank you very much. All right.
Go
next to Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hey.
All right, you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, Darth Bitch.
Okay. What is Darth Vader's real name? A, Chet Lipschitz.
Hey, listen, you're making fun of me. When you laugh, you're giving it away.
I'm thinking of something else that was funny.
Yeah, okay. B, Lando Calrissian. C, Anakin Skywalker. Or D, Martha Stewart.
C?
What do you think, Justin?
That is correct.
Yeah. Hold on, we got the tickets for you. All right, so we have one more pair, right, Kate?
Yes.
One more pair, last pair. Then we're going to see if Mike gets them. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, here we go. We have Darth Bitch who's going to try to answer the question.
All right, let's just stick in order here, though. I think it's pretty easy, this one. Okay, let's go. The weapon of choice for Jedi warriors is A, a sock stuffed with dilithium crystals, B, a lightsaber, C, a heavy saber, D, a trilinium blaster.
B.
What was what
a lightsaber?
A lightsaber? I don't know. Let's go to Mike. Mike, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yes. Darn bitch, we had all winners. Amazing.
Excellent.
Right. Hang on the line. We're going to send you to see Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Forget we have more of these tickets to give away. We're going to give away some more tomorrow, possibly, Casey? I don't know.
Possibly.
You'll have to stay tuned because we will have your chance to win them. But the screening is tomorrow night. Listen to WMMR for your chance to grab the tickets. Thank you, Dark Bitch.
You're welcome.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back in just a second. Music news is on the way in a moment, so stay where you are. On 93.3 WMMR, Tom Sawyer. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, Preston Steve. Friday, we expect to see you. We're going to be putting on our little soiree, Preston and Steve's coming out party. This is our first time out in public as full-on employees of WMMR. And we would love to see you. Maniac Brew Pub.
I am gay!
It's our coming out party. Friday from 6 till 8, and we got some freebies for the first 250 people. Please, if you've been a friend of ours for a long time, we want to see you. If we've never met you before in our lives, we would love to meet you.
Absolutely.
On Friday. Let us get together. So make the plans now. We have a special VIP stuff that we're going to get to, and we'll have details on that tomorrow. Hey, speaking of tomorrow, we are going to have on the show good friends of ours, Phil and April Margera and Bam Margera from, of course, Viva La Bam on MTV.
Jackass.
And we'll chat with those guys, but they wanted us to let you know about something they have going on. They're doing, what is it, like a talent search, Casey?
Yeah, for the next, they're filming a bunch of episodes for Viva La Bam right now in this week. So they're looking for some specific stuff for this episode.
All right, they need circus-like sideshow performers, magicians, ballet dancers, mimes, Elvis impersonators, jugglers, etc., stuff like that. The auditions are going to be tomorrow in Westchester. The location will only be given to those that email them. And all interested performers must email realityseries@gmail.com. And if you need that email address, you can either email any of us here or you can call 215-236-WMMR.
263.
I'm sorry, 263-WMMR, and we will set you up with the proper information that you need. You have to be at least 18 years old. You got to be willing to sign a release to appear on MTV. You need to include a description of yourself and your talent, a digital photo, and contact information as well. And you have to supply your own transportation to the audition, and you have to bring your own costumes and props and stuff like that. But you could end up...
It could be a cool opportunity.
On a hit show.
On Viva La Bam. So do that. Once again, that's realityseries@gmail.com. And we'll have, like I said, we'll have Phil, April, and Bam on tomorrow, and we'll get to talk all about that stuff. And hopefully...
Boy, they are some busy people. They have lots to talk about.
Yeah. In fact, some rumors that we've got to ask about.
We will have to.
Okay.
So without a doubt.
We will do that tomorrow morning with the Margera clan. But if you want to get in on that kind of casting call, it's realityseries@gmail.com. If, like I said, if you need the information, you can get a hold of here. All right, we got to do music news. Are we ready for that?
Yeah, we are ready.
Okay, let's get to it now.
You're listening to Preston and Steve. MMR rocks now.
Yeah. What was that? That was Music Returns.
What?
I hit the wrong button. I read it
wrong.
Did
he get a lot of sleep last night or no?
I got plenty of sleep.
Right. Dude, I've never seen this guy more tired in my life the past couple of days.
Huh. I don't know. Is there anything we can do?
Have you changed?
Is it a girl?
Guys, I read Music Returns instead of Music News.
No. Okay. This is a whole
different
about you.
I'm defending myself.
This is a whole different issue. You just don't seem like you've been the same person the last couple
of
days.
I'm kind of annoyed. I don't know why I'm so frustrated. Anyway.
It's not you, douchebag.
No, he really isn't.
You've been kind of defensive lately, and I've asked you. I came in this morning. Casey is sitting over here at the board. He's rubbing his eyes, and I mean, you looked physically shot. Your eyes were red. You were rubbing your eyes, and all I said is, "Are you okay, man?" And you snapped at me. You're like, "Dude, I'm just rubbing my eyes."
God damn you! First of all,
what's going on?
First of all, my eyes, how do you even know they were red if my hands were covering them?
I saw you before you started rubbing them.
Because you said something to me yesterday, like, "Man, you're so tired," and blah, blah. I'm like, "Dude, it's freaking 5 o'clock in the morning. Of course I'm tired."
May I ask the rest of the room, is it me?
Well,
is it me, or is he being defensive?
We're just worried about him. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm not really worried about you. I think he's just stressed out a little bit.
Okay, all right.
I'm fine.
I'm totally okay.
Okay.
I'll admit to you, I'm easily frustrated for some reason. Okay. Don't ask me why.
215-263-WMMR. Is Casey being defensive?
I'm not being defensive. You're the one being defensive.
I don't think you've ever looked worse.
Really? It's not what your mom said. Oh, that's all I said.
Look, not taste. Look.
Stop.
No, I mean, should I stop asking about you?
No. Go ahead. Ask me all the questions.
Well, let's just
do
the music news, and you know what? We'll burn some incense.
Okay.
I think that.
I'll get my finger symbols, and we'll quiet down.
Okay. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, I guess so.
Preston and Steve's music news.
I'm going to write down some notes so I can...
Is it okay if I do the music news now?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't even know if it's sponsored or not. No, you're good.
All right.
Go.
System of a Down.
Hey.
Today released Mesmerize, their first of two albums to arrive this year. The second, Hypnotize, will arrive in the fall. And the disc featuring BYOB and Cigaro, or is it Cigaro? I don't know how to pronounce
Cigaro.
It.
Cigaro.
Was produced by Rick Rubin. Of course,
it's getting great reviews.
Done great stuff with Red Hot Chili Peppers and Beastie Boys. System began supporting the album 2 weeks ago with a series of surprise shows. On Friday, MTV2 will air System of a Down Live, which is a 30-minute concert special filmed at the Astoria in London. So you'll want to check that out. As I said earlier, Velvet Revolver frontman Scott Weiland has again lashed out at music journalists writing about the band and his life. Weiland posted an open letter on the band's fan site, BelowEmpty.com, that reads, "Lately I have felt an increasing need to set the record straight since false information and gross distortions continue to get proliferated throughout the media in many forms by dishonest and disingenuous writers who are supported by their publications. It is not a crusade for the truth. It is a realization that the neo-tabloidism sells magazines, but also wrecks marriages, wrecks families, wrecks careers, and wrecks lives."
And wrecks Harrison.
And wrecks Reed.
Scott needs to calm the hell down.
Up, huh?
Trent Reznor turns the big 4-0 today. He was born Michael Trent Reznor in Mercer, Pennsylvania. Was raised by his grandparents after his parents divorced. After
Aunt Baloo?
After graduating.
Aunt
Skywalker. After graduating from Allegheny College, Nine Inch Nails, Pretty Hate Machine was released in 1989 and spawned the hit Head Like a Hole, of course. The album has sold more than 3 million copies. In 1993, he won a Grammy for Best Metal Performance with Vocal for the song Wish. The quadruple platinum album, The Downward Spiral, was released in 94. And in 96, he won the Best Metal Performance Grammy for the song Happiness is Slavery. After several years of battling depression and writer's block, he released The Fragile in 1999. And Nine Inch Nails' new album, White Teeth, was released 2 weeks ago. Nine Inch Nails is currently on tour with Dresden Dolls. So happy birthday. A little rundown history of Trent Reznor. U2 filmed two of their four shows last week in Chicago for a possible DVD release. Director Hamish Hamilton, who was behind the camera for the band's last two DVDs, Live from Boston, Live from Sling Castle, also did the honors this time out. U2 pulls into New York City for three shows tonight and tomorrow at the Meadowlands Arena across the river in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and Saturday at Madison Square Garden. Of course, they'll be back here on Sunday, correct?
Yep.
And so we'll look for that.
Yeah.
And finally, Dave Matthews Band is looking for a roadie. The group has teamed up with Ben and Jerry's and SaveOurEnvironment.org to find a talented 18 to 25-year-old who will get to be an Enviro roadie this summer.
Enviro roadie?
That's correct. The winner will go on tour with Dave Matthews Band beginning in July, and that'll be on the 16th, actually, to help educate fans about global warming by hosting an interactive exhibit at the band shows. Handing out samples of Ben and Jerry's new flavor, Dave Matthews Band Magic Brownies will also be part of the roadie's job requirement. A portion of every sale of the new ice cream flavor goes to Dave Matthews Band's BamaWorks Foundation, and then on to help global warming.
He's got two flavors now: one Sweet World and this one.
Oh, that's right.
No, that is your music.
That is music.
Pam, is Casey being defensive?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Casey is being defensive. Yeah. I think Casey perhaps might be pregnant.
Are you expecting?
Yes, I am.
I thought you looked a little plump.
I actually am pretty fat. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Let me go to next to Doug. Hey, Doug, are you there?
Good morning, guys. You guys rock.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doug. What's up?
I was calling in. Casey, yes, he's being very defensive, but on his defense as well. I mean, he's been there for the last month trying to get the show up and ready, and
true
ready for you guys, correct?
Very true.
I don't know why he's got the teeth. You know, I mean, he's been biting my head off.
The big freaking claws and the fangs in the teeth. Every time if I need to, you know, give a little criticism or I didn't like the way that went or hey, are you okay? You awake over there? I get my head bit off and I'm just, you know, I'm concerned about you, Case.
Aw, thanks.
This is what happens when former lovers work together. let me go next to Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Dave. What's up?
I know what Casey's problem is.
Yep.
He started his period.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
He's riding the crimson wave.
Busted. Let me go to Bob next. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, Casey, it can't be fatigue, for God's sake. Didn't you just come off of an extended off period?
Actually, Casey had less of an off period than we had.
Yeah. You know what? My body is really, really tired. I started playing softball a few weeks ago, and my body has never been more tired
than it is right now. At the U2 concert, granted, I was a little inebriated, but I couldn't stand it. My body was just killing me.
See, that's the problem when you can't stand.
But I'm not offering that as an excuse.
Technically a cripple.
Let me go to Jay next. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
What's up, you guys? You guys rock.
No. Thank you, Jay. What's up?
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to say, Casey's worried. He's just mad because the world's going to end soon.
You know? No. We got 7 years, dude. 7.5 years. You're
wait,
fine.
What is your theory?
Casey has ventured that 7 years, right? Is that,
yeah.
Okay.
Is that because of the Mayan calendar or something like
that? All the Mayan calendar, all the hippie gurus and whatnot.
And whatnot?
Yes.
Convincing argument.
Yeah.
Very technical argument.
I've got Pam on the line next time. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You guys rock.
Oh, thank you, Pam. What's up?
Yes, Casey, you're being defensive now. Suck it up.
Yeah, well, suck it up, puss boy. That's what she says.
That's
right. All right, well... We just care.
You know, should I back off a little bit? I mean, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. I think you should.
Yeah, thank you.
Have I been overbearing?
I don't know, but I can just tell. I can tell when
that
it's
is bothering
coming.
Him.
I can tell when it's coming between the two.
I'll tell you, the last thing that bothered me was when we were giving away the Star Wars stuff, and he asked me this question when all the prize sheets were sitting in front of him, and I was going to, like, just smack him. Because he was like, how many prizes we have to give away? And then he was like, oh, yeah, top-notch producer. And I'm like, dude, there's five winners.
Wait.
Right in
front
of
anybody hear the words top-notch producer?
Something
come
along those lines.
This morning.
Sad.
Just reflect upon the Hulk walking down the road.
You know what it is? Three of my teeth.
What? See what I mean? He can't even talk.
I can't talk.
Three of his feet
hurt. Three of my feet hurt. No, three of my favorite TV shows are going to be ending soon.
That's
I think
it?
I'm getting prepared for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hours of
all right, well, suck it up a little bit.
All right, I'm good.
We're
going to
take a break. We'll come back in a moment, and we'll see what you learned from today, and we'll get the bizarre file, and we've also got to get our letter for the day and all that stuff. So don't move. We'll be back in just a moment. Love that song. 93.3 WMMR Breaking Benjamin. Sooner or later, this is the Preston and Steve show. No, it's going to be a beautiful day today. Partly cloudy, high of about 68. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, same thing, high 68. And then we'll get up to about Sunday on Thursday or so. We are going to have a get-together on Friday, and we're hoping you're going to join us. We're going to be at Manion Brew Pub. Looking forward to this. 6 till 8. Please come in. Like you said, they got the outdoor deck and everything. It's beautiful out there. First 250 people, we got some treats for you. So call the friends. Tell everybody. Everybody who's been fans of the show, if you're brand new to our brand new experience for you.
We'd especially love to meet you.
We would love to meet you. We'd love to come out and have a couple drinks and chit-chat and get to know you a little bit. So please come out and see us. Like I said, Manion Brew Pub from 6 till 8 on Friday. We will be there, so we want to get to know you. We have to do the lesson, and this is what we learned from listening to the Preston and Steve show.
Believe it or not, sometimes you can learn things.
Not necessarily educational
and
the traditional definition of that, but we do find out a thing or two. We want to see if you've been paying attention, and can I get my prize that I'm going to give away for that?
Surely.
Here is what you need to tell us. We were talking earlier this morning about the dangers of ticks, because it's tick season, folks.
Yes, it is.
And they apparently can crawl into some unwanted areas, as we found a guy had a tick in his butt.
Yes.
Swear to God, true story. So anyhow, we found out from Steve that ticks actually like to vacation. Where do they vacation? On the human body. All right, 215-263-WMMR. That's 215-263-WMMR. First person to get the correct answer, we're going to set you up with a case of Miller Lite. Let's do the bizarre file and we'll get the answer now.
WMMR presents Crystal and Steve's Bizarre File.
B-File this morning is brought to you by Valero. Drop by any participating Valero retailer and pick up a credit card application to save 5 cents per gallon. New accounts only. See application for details. Valero, value, variety, vroom. We'll start with a story in Romania. Police were shocked to find a car crash was caused because a couple were having oral sex while they were driving. The driver lost control on a crowded road and collided with an oncoming car. The young man, whose identity was not revealed, admitted to police that he was
just removing a tick.
He was having a hell of a time at the time of the crash. Police said the couple were still in their car, fully naked, when officers reached the scene of the accident. The couple were found completely naked in their car by police officers who came to investigate. A police spokesperson said, "We couldn't believe our eyes, but it was the truth. They were having sex while driving, oral sex. I think it was they were like 69 in while they were driving."
Oh my God!
We hope they have learned their lesson now, not to do anything distracting while driving. Three persons needed medical help after the crash. Oh. Where was the third person?
Yeah. With a video camera in the back seat.
A Brazilian town has just celebrated its first orgasm day. The small town of Esperantina marked the day with lectures about sex, impotence, and the importance of orgasm. A free production...
This is a great day for our village.
A free production of the Vagina Monologues was also put on at the local theater for residents.
Did you see the vagina show?
The town mayor said, "I think that the orgasm issue is a very important and modern one, and we're proud to have it." Hospital officials in Romania are investigating after a doctor was punched by a corpse in the morgue. The doctor had to be treated for shock after he was punched by teenager Bogdan Georgescu. It happened after the doctor thought he saw Mr. Georgescu move and bent over to investigate. The youngster had been taken to the morgue after collapsing and showing no signs of life. He was declared dead on arrival and his body moved to the morgue.
He said,
I woke up and had no idea where I was. I looked to the left and to the right and saw a dead woman on either side of me.
I even gave him a kiss on the cheek.
And then I saw this man coming towards me in a white coat. I just panicked. I thought he was going to kill me.
He looked exactly like one of my son's friends.
He is now being treated in the neurological ward to find out the cause of his collapse. The doctor was allowed to take time off work after being shocked. A biology class lesson in Gunnison, Utah, involving the dissection of a live dog has outraged some parents and students.
That's terrible.
Biology teacher Doug Bigerard, who is a substitute teacher at Gunnison Valley High School, wanted his students to see how the digestive system of a dog worked.
Happy now, ask why.
He made arrangements for his students to be a part of a dissection of a dog that was still alive. The dog was alive, but the teacher said it was sedated before the dissection began.
Okay. Who wants to be dissected?
With the students watching, the sedated dog's digestive system was removed, and the teacher said the lesson would allow students to see the organs actually working. The school principal said notifications went to parents explaining the dog was going to be euthanized and that the experiment would be done with the dog's organs still functioning. The teacher is standing by his decision and calls it the ultimate educational experience. An Indian girl was dragged to a witch doctor and ostracized for carrying the devil's child. But it turned out to be a 30-pound tumor, not a fetus.
Oh, not a tumor.
Chabi Shabar was ostracized from her village in eastern India and taken to a witch doctor when her stomach started swelling up a few months ago. Residents declared the unmarried girl must be pregnant.
What color do you do the nursery for the devil's child?
Her poor farmer father took her to a local doctor who also concluded that Chabi was expecting because her abdomen kept growing. She had suffered from nausea and breathing problems. That was her name again.
Yeah.
Village elders took Kabi to a witch doctor who proclaimed that she was carrying the devil's child. When his prayers didn't help, the villagers ostracized her. Relatives took her to a gastroenterologist, and she could barely walk and had a hemoglobin count of 4 milligrams as compared to the normal count of 12 to 14. A sonography realized that she was not pregnant, but she had that huge tumor, and they took it out and they said it was one of the biggest ones they had ever seen. Like a 30-pound tumor.
It was the devil's tumor.
An undercover Orange County deputy says that he went to Florida Hospital for a shot of pain medication, but instead the syringe was filled with glitter, the kind used in makeup.
Oh, jeez.
Even the attorney for the Florida hospital called the case exquisitely bizarre. It was cosmetic glitter injected right into the muscles of the deputy's hip. The deputy had gone to the Florida hospital for sinus surgery in October 2000. It was stripper glitter.
Yeah, it was.
Nurses were supposed to inject him with Demerol. There was a lot of pain. I complained several times. He said that something was wrong in my buttock. 3 months later, he had a 4-inch by 4-inch mass near the injection site. It took another surgery to remove it. An analysis determined there was green and red sparkling material all around the mass. Continues to have health problems. He walks with a limp and has been hospitalized 12 more times. He's now suing the hospital, and nobody knows why the hell it happened or where the glitter came from. So they are, excuse me, apparently investigating that. And finally, William, this British scientists claim that they've come up with a condom that can turn a flop into a stud instead of dulling the pleasure, which is a complaint that many condom users make. This latex sheath contains a chemical that helps men maintain an erection. Research has shown that at least 2% of condoms...
I don't think I want to see it.
2% of condoms slip off during intercourse, said James Barter, of Futura Medical, which is developing the condom for Durex condoms.
So it's like a boner condom?
That's it. One of the major reasons for the problem is that at times men don't maintain a full erection during intercourse. And it slips off, and then you have the problem. So there you go.
I get it, Casey.
They are trying to fix it. Oh, would that be a... I'm not saying it. All right, let's see if we can find out what's... If anybody learned anything today. We were talking about ticks earlier this morning. And we found out that ticks can find a home in your underwear and end up in unpleasant places. Where do they... Where was it? Where do they vacation?
Yes.
Where do ticks vacation on the body? Let me go to Ash on the phones. Hi, are you there, Ash?
Yeah, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's your answer, Ash?
They vacation in the tank.
They vacation in the tank. Yes. Absolutely correct.
And wouldn't you?
All right. I got a case of Miller Lite for you, my friend, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
No problem. Hang on just a second. We'll get some information from you. All right, on that note, we've got to take a break. We will come back in just a moment, and we've got to do our wrap-ups in a little bit. We'll get a letter in just a second, remind you about our party coming up. We'll be right back. Same thing, and then Thursday, get up to about 70 or so, so it should be pretty decent for the next few days. And remember, we stream online, friends. If you have a problem with the work thing, and they don't let you have a radio, but you do have a computer terminal, you can always get online, WMMR.com. And you can stream online, and you'll be good to go. You can sit there at your place of business and enjoy the comforts of WMMR throughout the course of the day with our friend Pierre or Jackson and everybody else here.
You never have to leave work.
Never have to leave work ever again for the rest of your lives.
Not ever.
You can email us, Preston at WMMR.com, Steve at WMMR.com, and of course, Kathy, Nick, Casey Boy. Let us know anything that's on your mind. You got something coming up. You have any requests, whatever. Please get in touch with us. We're a very interactive show. In fact, we're going to be meeting on Friday at Manning Approved Pub. We have a Preston and Steve coming out party, a lot of things that we're going to plan to get underway. But the most important thing is that we get a chance to spend some time with you. We get to meet you, hang out, nosh a little bit, drink a little bit. Should be a good time. So we hope that you're going to come out and join us for that.
It's going to be great.
Yes, it will. What else we need? Oh, you know what? We need to welcome a good friend of ours, friend for years, our good friend Kevin Finn from Iron Hill Brewery.
Hey!
Has stopped by and he came bearing gifts. How you doing, Kevin?
Good, good. How are you guys doing? Sounds great.
We're doing good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're settling into our new home, but we're absolutely enjoying it so far, man.
I was gonna send you flowers, but
Pierre took care of that yesterday for us.
Decided to bring you beer.
Beer!
And beautiful. Some double chocolate hill, which everybody's tasted. Jesus. Even Kath had a bite.
Did you have a bite?
I did, yeah.
Kathy's got her wedding coming up.
This is like a double. What is it? It's two like little mini chocolate cakes with like chocolate fudge on top,
right? And hot peanut butter center.
In the middle,
so it's really delicious. And the thing that's great about it is for this particular dessert, and you know I came on the show when you were at Y100 and talked about it. We donated $1.50. To the National Children's Cancer Foundation.
Oh, that's excellent.
And we've raised over $15,000 so far this year.
Wow.
Wow.
That's great.
Congratulations.
And instead of sending flowers, I have decided to make a donation in the Preston and Steve Show to $500 to the NCCF, the National Children's Foundation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best kind of charity when you don't actually have to pay for it.
It's really the best.
Thank you.
You guys
Kevin.
Have been so great to us. And, you know, I didn't feel flowers were appropriate.
No. Liquor, please.
Nipple clamps.
Always. And by the way, how did your the big party go over the weekend? You guys had the big beer festival.
Yeah, we had our beer festival in media this past Saturday. Casey came by.
I had a good time.
That's why he's been so grouchy.
It was mildly apparent at the U2 show that night.
And, actually, that raises money for the Media Youth Center. But also, John Runyon came out. And Matt Cord came out, and we donated about $1,000 to the cystic fibrosis. That was the Runyon's Reserve that we had.
What can we do to get beer, more beer into the hands of children? there's a crisis one here, Kevin. Not enough young drinkers.
That wasn't just you guys. It was a lot of local breweries over there, right?
Yes, there was about 25 breweries at that event.
Some of the nation's top breweries are right here in Pennsylvania.
Yes, some great breweries right here in Philadelphia, really. We just had the conference here, which was wonderful.
What conference was that?
The Brewers Conference.
Oh, really?
Was in.
We have audio from it.
And then, of course, hopefully we're going to go to the GABF this year.
The GABF? Yeah, Kevin, every year, like for the past, I think it's 5 years, Kevin, that you have.
A long time.
Kevin has had me go out with the gang from Iron Hill Brewery to Denver, where they have the Great American Beer Festival. Mm-hmm. If you're a beer aficionado, it's the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl of beer, and you can't get any bigger
without
than that.
Annoying halftime show.
Right, exactly. And you can piss yourself and nobody notices.
And then you get on your flight and go out there.
Right. No, but I'm hoping to make the trek out there again this year.
And our brewers have won awards there every year we've gone out, so they've done a great job.
Yeah, Iron Hill is awesome. Well, thank you very much, Kevin. What beers did you bring by?
I brought by our porter, which is a dark beer, roasty notes, really goes great with the Chocolate Hill.
Did you say roasted nuts?
Roasted notes.
Oh, roasted notes. I thought he said roasted nuts.
No, roasted nuts.
Okay.
And then our light lager.
Well, is that support? May I try a little bit of that?
Sure.
Absolutely. Steve's drinking beer, folks.
Oh, yeah.
I get hammered routinely now.
Very rare.
With the chocolate.
It's actually very good, yeah.
Yeah, it's damn good.
The chocolate thing is just wildly decadent.
Awesome. And can you get this chocolate deal at any of the Iron Hill breweries?
All five Iron Hills, yep.
Okay, cool.
Which are in, Westchester, Wilmington, Newark, Delaware, North Wales, and what's the one I'm missing?
Media!
Of course. So. All right, cool. Well, thank you very much, Kevin.
Well, thank you.
We're going to get liquored now. So
congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much. All right, we need to do our letter for today, by the way. And do we have the grand prize or anything like that?
Our daily letter.
See, I don't even know what to ask him.
I know he's
because he's about to bite my
head
off.
He's writing it down for you right now.
I'm talking about Casey here.
No.
We still don't know what our grand prize is going to be.
We have something
very special.
It'll be worth it. So the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by am I doing this right?
Yes.
Brought to you today by the letter
A, as in a hole.
Wow.
Tomorrow, I don't know what tomorrow is. Well, listen closely because the letters will spell a week by Friday, or a word by Friday. And if you get it right, we'll have some fabulous prize that we would love to give you. Don't forget, I need commercials set up here, please.
Oh, yes, you do.
Thank you. Tomorrow morning on the show,
April and Phil.
Yeah, I had a whole
list. You had a whole list there. It's falling apart right before our eyes.
All right. First of all, thank you to Tracy Davidson from
ABC. Yay!
Morning. Wonderful to see Tracy and Kevin Finn for bringing the beer by.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, yes, Phil and April and Bam Margera will all be on the show. Governor Ed Rendell will be joining us on the show tomorrow
He's
morning.
He's going to be on Viva La Bam.
No. Steve Levy from NBC 10. Tomorrow is his last day. Yeah. He's gone for good. He's leaving Philadelphia. And Paul Schrader of Dominion will be on as well.
Writer of Taxi Driver, a writer of Autofocus.
Okay. One of your favorites, Autofocus.
Rachel Bull.
And you directed this new prequel to The Exorcist called Dominion.
All right, cool. So tomorrow morning, those guys will be on today's show brought to you by Grape Street Philadelphia. Join MMR every week at Grape Street Philadelphia for the live Tuesday Night Rock Show. Info at grapestreet.com and brought to you by Strauss Discount Auto. We keep you driving. Don't forget Kildare's Irish Pub as well. Hang out with the MM Army this and every Thursday at Kildare's and King of Prussia and register to win an Irish bar at your home. That is it. We are done. Ray John, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, gang. Bye-bye.
Steve on 93.3 WMMR.